Tomorrow's News Today.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. And they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them. Because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute, total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan. And you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Premeditated.
The 294th day of the return of the American Republic, and the battle, the war, is only intensifying. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide on this Monday, November 10th, 2025 transmission. General Flynn joins us in exactly 29 minutes from now with massive breaking news on the deep state, upcoming indictments against Adam Schiff and others. The DOJ is in full cover-up mode in the pipe bombing investigation J6. All these new documents and videos have been released of the deep state targeting Trump and his supporters. Things are heating up. Stay with us back in 60.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is
November 10th, 2025. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you are the ball of ears. However you listen around the world, just tell everybody they can go to Real Alex Jones on X and the Alex Jones Network on Rumble. Just type my name in, get the live feed, and share it to your email list, your text message list, and tell those you share it with to share it, and tell those they share it with to share it, and so on and so forth to complete the thing the tyrants fear, humanity coming together with truth and information and triggering the chain reaction. All right. We have General Flynn joining us at the bottom of the hour in just about 24 minutes from now, 33 after, and he's got a lot to say about incoming indictments of Adam Schiff and others, the battle inside the government to stop the deep state. I also got a lot of calls last night and this morning from sources on a lot of different key fronts that I'm still processing, but I'll be talking about on air today. But you're about to see big moves on the indictment front. Now, remember, I told you in the first administration, you're not going to see any indictments. And I was the evil black pillar, and I was a bad person, but I was right. I told you this time you will. And I told you who'd be first, and I nailed it. But things are gearing up. Things are lined up. And people like Schiff, Adam Schiff, Pumpkinhead, and Jackass Smith, and a whole bunch of others are in a lot of trouble. Because the administration has all their email, has their text messages, has it all. And they got it with warrants. But even though Smith and the rest of them erased it all, the NSA stores everything, even when you think you erase it. And the Office of National Intelligence has access to all that and can then legally, when there's a warrant, turn it over. So Trump is in your garbage, Schiff. And you guys never thought Trump would get back in, and you never thought he'd get control of the agencies, at least to the extent he has. And they are in total and complete panic mode right now. And now we have Zoom videos being released of senior State Department talking about how they're using USAID money to fund foreign intelligence agencies and NGOs to attack President Trump and his supporters. Now, we have the documents, and we've known about this, and I was the first to break this almost 9 years ago, literally. But we had the general programs and how they were operating, because we knew their standard operating procedure and had key sources. But in the last 5 years, and particularly the last year, now with Doge, we have the emails and the and documents and so much more. But there's nothing like having the video of it. There's nothing like having them talk about it. Leaked call exposes State Department-backed color revolution, that's a close quote, with global partners, ex-USAID staff admit coordinating encrypted networks with foreign NGOs against Trump administration. And just more and more and more and more and more of this is coming out. And then you'll ask, well, why don't we ever get this from the Justice Department? Well, there are some task forces. Ed Martin said to me when we were meeting in D.C., he said, listen, he goes, I don't mind the credit, but he said, there's a bunch of other good people in other task forces and groups. He goes, it's hilarious, though, because every time, he goes, I learn about all the other investigations because then the media attacks me and then I get hauled in and asked about it. But in general, what happens is they have this information and good FBI agents have it and people in the DOJ that are good have it. And then they go for an investigation and they start investigating and it gets killed by Todd Blanche. Surprise, surprise, the Democrat Party operative that was Trump's private lawyer, so he trusts him unwisely. And he gets killed. And then Trump finds out about it and gets mad, and then something gets done about it. And you got Obama still running around running these NGOs that are just fronts for U.S. and foreign intelligence, and they front-loaded them when Biden was leaving office, just out of the Department of Energy alone. Remember, Senator Kennedy exposed this, $92 billion in just the 76 days that Trump was president-elect, and in most cases, over two-thirds, as they had hearings on a few months ago. Remember, we played clips of it, incredible. But there's so much corruption, we just move on from that. That $92 billion is enough to bring down the whole Democratic Party. I mean, it's just unbelievable. In over two-thirds of the cases, there's no paperwork. They just shoot it into bank accounts. Remember the EPA money? And they got the undercover video of the administrator going, yeah, it's like we're just throwing gold bars over the side of the Titanic. Meaning the money, because we're the Titanic, we're the Democrats, so we'll just throw it overboard. Yeah, to themselves. Just happened, GOP secured 60 votes as bill to reopen government advances. So they thought they had the votes, they got it. That's going to pass now and go to the House. We could be seeing the government reopened, as they say, by Thursday. We'll get into that coming up. And the media mainly focuses on the EPA formerly refers financial mismanagement of 20 billion gold bars, Inspector General. That was out of 200 plus billion that disappeared. But that particular 20 billion went into two bank accounts that don't even have names on them. Talk about the heist of the century. And then Kennedy has hearings, and they have administrators on, the new head of Department of Energy. They go, actually, it's in our agency, it's $92 billion in the last 76 days of the Biden administration. And they go, it's really hard to investigate because most of the money doesn't even say who it went to. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Now, I know a lot of people in business, and fraud's increasing, just retail fraud, average grassroots fraud. People hack into your email. They'll pose as you. They'll wait till the code comes for a wire. You'll wire your supplier $100,000. In one case, somebody I know, $800,000. And then a month later, you're like, hey, where's my supplies? And the supplier goes, we never got your money. That's because they can shut out the person you're emailing. They can't see it. They act like you're you or them. This is just a standard phishing fraud, what it's called. And then it's 2-3 weeks later, and the money's already been sent to a bank in wherever, Asia, wherever, and it's gone. Well, imagine the $20 billion, just one little case, from the EPA that went into two bank accounts, and we found out about it 8-9 months later. And then you're like, well, just have the FBI run in there and bust them all. The FBI is not that big, folks. When you're dealing with tens of millions of crimes, it's basically corruption so big, it's like too big to fail. Though we can start indicting the kingpins, we can bring down the networks because it's only a few big networks on top of it. It can be done, but it is such a huge level of fraud, it's just mind-blowing. So we have all this other incredible news, and Latin Kings publicly putting out a shoot-on-site order for any ICE agents in Chicago. Latin Kings is one of the oldest and most serious established Latin drug gangs, 60, 70 years old, very serious. You had shots fired at ICE agents over the weekend trying to kill them in Chicago. We got more outrageous behavior from Mondami. We got the Supreme Court with some big, whole bunch of big rulings, some good, some bad. There is a lot to go over here today and your phone calls. And, of course, General Flynn coming up here in just about 15, 16 minutes. Mike Adams joins us again, part two of the bigger discussion. How they're trying to engineer collapse, AI, how we counter it. I intend to take some calls for Mike. But at the end of the day, when we see Jack Smiths and Adam Schiffs and those people, they're just functionaries protecting the big multinational banks and corporations with BlackRock right at the top that launder the drug money, that steal the aid money, and that, you know, redirect it all over the place to buy up more infrastructure, to buy politicians, to bring in environmental laws, to take your property, to take your land. This is how they do it. And there was a clip Saturday I meant to get to, if you guys can dig it out. I have another clip of another lady pointing it out. I mean, I guess I could just say it myself, but they really break it down well. Mondami has announced that anybody that doesn't follow every environmental regulation or every environmental rule they've passed to upgrade your houses and put in all the solar panels and new insulation and get rid of your range stoves and all that, that they're just going to take your house or your apartment building. That's confiscating the land, confiscating the means of production. That's communism. And, of course, you can't comply, but the big corporations can because they wrote the rules. So at the very start of the show, we aired a little three-minute boil down from last week where I explained how this works. And that's how it works. All this communism, socialism, leftist garbage is on record, developed by the British Empire, deployed by Marx and Engels 150-something years ago. And that was McCarthy's cardinal sin and the John Birch Society's big sin, was that they figured this out by the 50s and exposed it. And, of course, it's all been declassified and confirmed. The leftists are the power structure. The globalist takeover is leftist in its deployment. It's very transhumanist, anti-human, social Darwinistic, beyond Hitlerian in its actual mode. It's very anti-human. It's very exterminist, depopulationist. But the liberal-loving flavors, oh, this is free, that's free. Oh, let us control your life. Oh, we love you. Be weak. Don't get a job. We'll take care of you. Because you domesticate things and debilitate things and stun things and confuse things and dumb things down before you completely conquer them and wipe them out. That's why women are almost 10 times more susceptible in studies to go into Stockholm syndrome when attacked or oppressed or enslaved. The majority of women, not putting women down, it's just well known, and women that are informed know this, will go ahead and serve their oppressors as a survival mechanism and will even believe it and create a reason why they're doing it. And that's why women worldwide vote the leftist in. They vote the transgenderism in to have their son's genitals cut off. As the proof and the sacrament, the sacrifice to the state that is their husband, their pimp, that puts cigarettes out on them metaphorically, to prove themselves to it. Now, men in general, in a situation like this when they're dumbed down and things, they just, you know, kind of shuffle off and do their own thing and play video games and literally masturbate 10 times a day. I mean, that's what the studies show. It's very sad for men, too. I'm not just you know, attacking women. Women, when brought in as house slaves or under Stockholm syndrome, really the Roman model, they become dutiful servants of it and believe they're actually guardians of society. So they work very hard, not actual jobs or production. but to make everybody get in line and to henpeck. And the ultimate henpecking is to cut their son's genitals off or to cut their daughter's breast off. Talk about the suffocating mother. So mama's going to put all her fears into you. Let's get that Pink Floyd song coming in the next segment. Because that's what this is all about. So the globalists are using psychology, and the people that are under this, they really believe they're on the moving on up. They believe that they're working with the system, and it loves them, and they're part of it, and it's a grand thing. And, man, if we could just have communism, if we could just get rid of the patriarchy, why, then we would just be blue skies and green fields and green acres and milk and honey. And everything would be great. They don't know you can go read 1,000-plus textbooks at PhD level on social engineering admitting all the control, how dumb they are, how they're going to sterilize them, how they're animals. You can try to hand one of these women or leftists one of these and say, they don't want to read a Pentagon battle plan. They don't want to ring a Stanford Research Institute or Harvard plan. See, because they don't want to admit something scary themselves. They can't handle it. They were already scared by life and scared by society, and they decided to Stockholm out. And so we can't focus our time on people under deep psychosis of Stockholm syndrome. We have to get motivated and find the men and women. And by the way, the women that are awake historically under these conditions are on average more active against tyranny than men. So I'm not singling out women. I'm just stating facts. Of the 20-30% of women that are, they can be black, white, you name it, they come in all colors and all backgrounds, that see through it because of their genetics, their upbringing, their background, they end up becoming the Valkyries that are even more effective on average than men fighting tyranny. Once women figure out something like this, woo! But that's why 80-plus percent of advertising and propaganda, according to Edward Bernays, he wrote this in the 20s, and it's still true today, is targeted at women. Because Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And Edward Bernays is the father of modern advertising and propaganda. So women need to know you've been targeted. Because you're the key, and the family is basically built and surrounded around you. And society, and men will generally follow and do what you want if they believe it's for the betterment of women. So if the state can put a woman's face on it, or Black Lives Matter, a black face on it, then society can be taken over. I mean, look at these women. The left loves to put on Handmaiden Tale outfits, you know, the red and white nun outfit, and then run around and say, they want my uterus. They want to enslave me. They want a patriarchy. But then they go and demonstrate and love Islam, but they actually have to wear burqas. You see, it's all Stockholm syndrome. So these are people that never had the cultural, historical, spiritual spark to understand what's happening. And so you can't get to them. Some wake up here and there, but it's okay. You just move on from them, and you find the women and men that are already quasi-awake to get them up to speed. We have to triage the situation. Because I'm telling you, you can't argue with a fool. They will just lower you down to their level where they've got more experience, to quote Mark Twain. All right, let's go ahead since I mentioned it, and then Flynn's coming up. This all ties together. Look at this. J.P. Morgan quietly helped Jack Smith target Trump media. Oh, yeah, deplatforming, debanking. We know all about it. They target the Trump family, you name it. Yeah, let's take your bank accounts while we criminally charge you and targeted thousands of his top supporters, including us. You go, oh, that's just J.P. Morgan. No, they have credit, internal banking credit services. And then when Morgan puts you in there as a danger and a flag, it makes all the other banks put you in as a flag. So it's a secret credit rating agency that I first exposed 8 years ago. Because one of the banks said, well, this is a secret. We can't show you. It's got codes at the top of each one that came to our bank. And then I went and talked to my D.C. lawyers. They go, yeah, that's the CIA. They got a secret credit rating agency out of Boston. And they run it all. But here it is now, mainstream news. Here's another one. Leaked call exposes State Department back color revolution with global partners, ex-U.S. aid staff admit coordinating encrypted networks and foreign NGOs agencies against Trump administration. Let's play those two clips back to back.
Is happening. I think we're still in the like figuring that out phase, but I do think 22nd Century will be a great place to build those connections. I know John Hopkins is also working to bridge international domestic democracy conflict mitigation spaces, and to Hochul's point, actually just bringing in, like, we don't have to be intermediaries either. We can bring in actors or colleagues from around the world who have dealt with this directly, very specific issue sets, whether that's on tackling corruption or how to respond to corruption, mobilizing around corruption. We can bring those folks in and kind of be those facilitators.
By the way, hit pause real quick. Look at the two guys in the second to the top row. They have the UN World Economic Forum ESG list behind them, part of it. I mean, that's Build Back Better, folks. That is the Great Reset. This is literal global governance. All right, let's continue looking. Look at these chip on their shoulder, loon bat leftists, academics, USAID, State Department. Look at these people. This is the people scheming around, directing billions in NGOs that are really foreign intelligence agencies to target Trump and his supporters. Here it is.
I think those coordination structures are just starting to take place. And, you know, Walt, I think
international side, certainly our USAID community has very close relationships with locals across the entire world and have worked globally on global trends, global authoritarianism. This movement right now, we're very much framing it as an anti-authoritarian movement in the U.S., but dependent, you know, the authoritarians are networked globally, and this has our movement, our very movement that we're talking about right now, has the potential to ultimately be a global anti-authoritarian movement given our networks.
Yeah, so they're the resistance, and remember Obama said, oh, we're going to focus now on Europe with money because they're really directing it back here to attack us. All right, just a little snapshot. We're going to break. General Flynn coming up with huge news next segment. Before we leave, it's ending today. Only ran Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. You wanted it, you got it, even though it's selling out quick. The very best ultramethylene blue in the world. The best reviews, game changers. So good for your body, so healthy, so good for your stamina, so good for energy. It's incredible. We have the best ultramethylene blue. Buy one bottle of the liquid tincture or the pills and get one free. It ends tonight at midnight. And 25% off store-wide on top of that. All the other supplements, 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel any time. Everybody's going to buy anything. Should be a VIP, $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything when you are a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds this operation. But you are crazy if you don't get ultramethylene blue. If you haven't tried it yet, or you've tried others and kind of liked it, this is way stronger. This is incredible. This is the most insane supplement ever. You've got to get it if you've been on the fence, and it funds the operation. A total win-win. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tonight's the last night.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Standard Time, AM. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Austin, Texas, from the embattled historic studios of InfoWars. Things have really come to a head, and I'd ask General Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to President Trump, and target number one when Trump first came in with the first administration in 2017 to be destroyed by the deep state. Now Comey has been indicted for his related crimes to that. And up front, to give a 35,000-foot view, I don't want to write ourselves into it, but we are in the center of it, Flynn particularly. It's Trump, Flynn, and then myself, literally mentioned the most, along with his family, in Arctic frost for destruction. Total civil rights violation, total conspiracy against rights, and the overhang of that is still attacking me. And we have Todd Blanche, Deputy AG, killing the investigations into me, though they're still going, but ongoing by others. I'll leave it at that. So to understand how real this is, Flynn literally has the tire tracks of this over him. All right? And I got the scars as well. So we're not victims. We're explaining how real the war is. You don't have two people here telling you about this from the outside, but particularly Flynn from the crow's nest. All right? And so I'm not black-pilled that, oh, we're all doomed. I'm not white-pilled, everything's fine. No, I'm action-pilled. Yes, compared to the first administration, we're moving very fast, but it's not fast enough. So I've seen General Flynn recently say, we're simpatico on that. And if they get back in, even in the midterms, but especially 3 years, Katie barred the door, and they've said that. They're coming after everybody. And they got Jack Smith's emails before this even broke. I was told about it, told you, that they had a battle plan to put tens of thousands of us in prison. Giant show trials. Up to 1,000 people tried it once. Okay? They were going to turn this place into a high-tech version of North Korea. So I want to get the big view from Flynn, and then what we need to do as the American people to back what Trump's doing, and just the larger analysis, because that's what he used to do, was brief the president on global and then into specific issues. And then obviously it's fortuitous he's on today. I'm trying to get him on for weeks. You've got the disgraced insider who we now know targeted Flynn with Comey, Mike Pence, saying he's thinking about running in 2028. And General Flynn, who everybody tried to get to run, said, no, I'm going to back Trump. We weren't even sure Trump was going to run when we were doing that. But he just said, if Pence is running, he's running. So things are escalating very quickly. We also have looming indictments of Jack Smith, Adam Schiff, and a lot of others, which is great, but it also makes the deep state that much more dangerous. We have the Latin Kings, one of the most serious real Mexican mafias, been around 70, 80 years, saying shoot to kill ICE agents on site. They were shot at this weekend. So we're moving really into a very dangerous phase. General, that's my long preface. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And to your, you know, your great audience and everybody else that listens, because these kinds of broadcasts get, you know, global views. So, the main target for me being here today with you, Alex, is inside of the Oval Office, particularly President Donald J. Trump, because I can see it in his commentary and the kinds of things that he's doing. And when he is asked about certain aspects of all of this stuff that you just kind of laid out, you can sense his frustration, frankly, not from the questions or from the questioner, but in his own team for not moving fast enough. Now, I saw, you know, a great friend of mine on another show here today and gave an interview and said, you know, he wanted to let the American people know that we're moving fast. You know, we know nobody's going to, you know, be happy with the speed, but they're moving at the pace that they move at inside of the government. Okay. What does that mean? Well, first of all, to take it to the 60,000 foot level, we are still in the midst of a coup, of a takeover, of an undermining of the United States of America, and it began well before Trump even decided. I mean, there was a decision made that when Barack Obama ran, why did Barack Obama run in 2008 instead of Hillary Clinton? There was a decision made a long time ago that we were going to have 8 years of Barack Obama, and then we're going to have 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and Alex, you and I wouldn't be around. So, and many, many others. So it didn't happen that way because a guy by the name of Donald J. Trump came down a golden escalator, you know, and ran for president and won. And I was right at the center of that victory. And I like to believe that I had a lot to do with him winning in 2016, because I was out there at the pointy end of the spear with him touting what dangers we face with people like Hillary Clinton if she were to win. So all that said, in 2016 and in 2017, and we're starting to see some subpoenas coming out now, we have the one indictment of Comey, which is insufficient for everything going on. But it all began really in earnest there. Once Trump won, it was like, you know, you just used the phrase Katie barred the door. It was, we cannot allow Trump to have any capability to be able to lead this country as the duly elected president. We are going to undermine him at every single element that they can possibly do that. And they did for his first 4 years, despite some of the great things that he did then. He was so undermined, and frankly, people like me were just taken out at the knees. And like you say, you appropriately said, you know, I got the racetracks, they ran right over my body, right, thinking that I was dead, but they didn't kill me. That initial stage of a coup, of an undermining of a duly elected president, of basically destroying the fabric of what the American people actually voted for, has not ended. And these people are not about to go away. As you rightly said, and as many of us know, they're already contemplating coming back into power, you know, in 2026. You know, the results of this past Tuesday's election still need to be analyzed. And you know, a group of people that I work with and our team, we are doing a deep analysis on that to say, what were some of the issues? Was it the economy? You know, is it crime, or is it just an apathy in the GOP, in the Republican, you know,
I think there was a mix of that. I think apathy, but also massive evidence of fraud in all of the elections.
Okay, so let's say we still have massive evidence of fraud. So what are we doing about it, right? I mean, this administration must deal with really a couple of things. Number one is reestablishing trust between the government and the American people. It is not done. So President Trump, that reestablishing of trust between the institutions of government and the American people is not there yet. Now, I know he does his part and others sometimes do their part, but it's not there yet. People just don't trust our institutions yet. So don't lose sight of that. Number two, if he does not take and fix our election system, if he does not correct the problems of our election system, we're not going to have, you know, another result like Tuesday. We're going to have a worse result. And that's in less than 2 years now in 2026. And we're going to see things be much worse. And they're going to move at a momentum that the left will move at because they have always demonstrated their ability to, like you say, Katie barred the door. They will slash and burn their way. And just like they did after the very fake, Fed insurrection on January 6th, where we saw however many 1400 people thrown into prison for a setup. What we now know is a setup of January 6th.
That was my next question. We now know the DOJ, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm still processing it. What I learned last night, number 4.
Yeah, I'm not processing it because I'm done processing it. I'm done with we got this bomber and that shooter, and we had Ashley Babbitt murdered, and we don't even know what's happening with this. I mean, this was a complete setup because they did not want, they knew that they stole the 2020 election. Believe me, what's going to come out, and mark my words, mark the date on this interview, there is going to come out a conspiracy, and it happened before, while Trump was in office, and it happened well before the 2020 election. So mark it on your calendar, Alex, and mark the date of this show, because I guarantee there will be evidence that will come out, and that evidence is going to be absolutely outrageous. It is worse than Russiagate. And I'm going to back up a little bit.
Well, let me stop and clarify.
I don't want to get hyperbolic.
No, sir, please. I'm going to be very clear what I was going to say. I'm still processing what I learned at 7 a.m. this morning on that piece. But I can tell you that I'm on the phone with a lot of journalists and a lot of DOJ last night and this morning that called me and told me so much, my head's spinning. The part I'm still processing is what needs to be done about Kash Patel. I don't know if he's bad. I don't know if he's in over his head. Any of that. All I know is they are 100%. They use the same software that they allowed the investigators to use to find the reported pipe bomber. We've known it was Capitol Police the whole time. Now it's CIA. And 100% the DOJ is coming down with both feet through the FBI trying to shut down the pipe bomber identity coming out. So what I was saying, yes, we know it's a total conspiracy. The whole thing engineered by the Democrats. That's been proven. I was there. That's known. We have, what I'm processing is why in the hell is the DOJ and FBI literally going crazy trying to shut this down right now?
Yeah. So you have about 40,000 people in the FBI, about 40,000. That's a large organization. I had, you know, in DIA, we had somewhere between 20 and 30, right? So you have to have experience running large organizations. So, you know, that's not a lick on Cash or a lick on Dan Bongino or the other leaders there, but this, and they've only been in charge for a little while, and they weren't leading large organizations up to that point. Like a guy like I was, where I was leading battalions.
Let me just say it. Why the hell didn't, I know Trump said he asked you a bunch. You've been working hard behind the scenes and publicly, but why didn't you get brought in or people you recommended?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of establishment, uniparty, if you will, but certainly GOP establishment that blocks people who they do not control. They do not own. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Kash Patel or Dan or any of the others are. I, you know, they're good people. They're hardworking guys. They took, you know, I give them.
Yeah, that's what I'm processing. But regardless, right, whoever's in there with the 40,000 is shutting this down right now.
Yeah, because you cannot, you have to deal with reform immediately. You cannot just go in and go, okay, over the next 10 years, I'm going to reform this organization. Same with DOJ. DOJ as a in totality has, you know, tens of thousands more than the FBI has. The FBI is a part of the DOJ. So these are large organizations. And the level of trust inside, I can tell you, the level of trust inside is not there. They don't trust most people outside of their doors, outside of their office doors, which is a tragedy. So there's going to have to be a come to Jesus moment, and Trump's going to have to do this. All the stuff, you know, get the government going, the economy, all these different, you know, all the noise that's out there, it's all utterly meaningless. If we don't reestablish trust, we don't fix our elections, and we don't get to the bottom of the deep state and start indicting people and arresting people. I mean, these indictments on Brennan or subpoenas for Brennan and Strzok and Page, that's noise. You know, and when is that going to happen? Is that going to happen today? Is that going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to happen next week? I mean, every single day that goes by, we are losing momentum. This administration will lose momentum. And let me tell you, the planning going on the other side, on this Marxist movement to take over the United States of America, which I'm not screwing around when I say that. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not me bullshitting. This is not me being hyperbolic. This is what we see happening.
Well, the Democrats are officially saying Mamdani is the new model, a communist.
Guarantee Mamdani will do all kinds of crazy things in New York City. You're going to start hearing Mamdani if you haven't already. He's going to be touted to run for president in 2028. I mean, these people are serious because that's the direction that they want to take this country. And they've been doing it since Barack Obama took the presidency in 2008. So this fight, this battle, this coup d'etat, this ongoing conspiracy to take over this country has not ended. And we have got to stop kidding ourselves. There's no more Republicans and Democrats, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. These people are your enemy. And I hate to say it like that. I hate the fact that we are in a place right now that actually breaks my heart, because as a guy who served our country and who was willing to die for this country, you know, and I witnessed many others who did, when I look at things like that, I say, geez, this breaks my heart that our country has gotten to this point. But it has, because we have been complacent as a people. We have gotten apathetic as a government. And frankly, we have people inside of our government, to include those in the Republican establishment, who have corrupted our system and our way of life.
I totally agree, but let me just back up what you're saying. I want to ask some other key questions in the time we have left, which is really important. For people that don't know, I know most of you do, the Great Reset's a global plan by BlackRock and the big banks to end capitalism, to collapse everything. Then they administer a kind of high-tech communism that they're exempt from. They planned that, as you said earlier, with Obama and then in Hillary, to bring us into all of that. So we frustrated that, blocked it, but they're still going for it. That's why they want to kill the recovery. That's why they did the shutdown. That's why they're trying to sabotage and crash the stock market, because Trump wants people to believe the American dream, fix it, raise our morale, turn it around. Their whole plan is fully committed. So now they're trying to race, because they're behind, to the crash. And we have to get that message out to people that they deliberately know that Mamdani and others are financial, political suicide bombers to blow up our major cities financially to bring the country down. That's it. They are torpedoes fired at the ship of America consciously. This is total war.
Yeah. So in 2022, early 2022, I was in the briefing for a very, very prominent person, where we showed how much money the George Soros Foundation paid for the 2020 elections. Okay. And it was over $2 billion, and it was money that was laundered and washed through different structures and organizations. And I mentioned George Soros because he's online every day, every single day. Somebody's talking about George Soros doing this, or now it's Alex Soros, you know, who's partnered with Mamdani. I mean, we've got to stop kidding ourselves about the money that's coming into this country and going into the political pockets on both sides of the establishment. So this is not just a hit on the Democrats.
And Obama's been bragging that they're using NGO money, foreign money, to fight Trump now, which is treason again. Total election interference.
Why was Doge shut down? Why was it shut down? Why wasn't Elon? I mean, look at the things that Doge was exposing, and yet I mean, where's Elon? Did Elon get tired of exposing the truth? I don't think so.
No, they ran him out. We know.
He got too close. Exactly.
And Susie Wiles kicked him out. Trump's getting close to bringing him back. So you're saying he should be drafted back.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? And I just to sit here, because I know, a lot of people watch your show, especially people in the White House and people in the administration. You know, I'm all for Donald Trump. I mean, Jesus, I've been probably his best advocate. I've been his best champion. There is no one that has taken a beating, other than him, like me. None. Even to include today, where I had shitty things being said about me on the internet that are
and
total lies.
And you could have turned on him in a minute and they'd have dropped all their fake stuff, but you didn't.
Easily. But this is bigger. This is bigger than Donald Trump. This is bigger than where we are right now. This is about the future of the United States of America and whether or not we are going to have a legitimate constitutional republic in the years ahead. Well past Donald Trump, right? I mean, whoever ends up being in 2028 or 2032 or beyond, whether or not we get another 50 years out of our republic, never mind another 250 years. So this is bigger, and the United States of America and the people in our country, particularly those duly elected leaders. I mean, I just had two more people get a hold of me today that are running against these rhino establishment people in different states, you know, one for Congress, one for Senate. And they're and in both cases, they're veterans, which I love. I love the fact that we have veterans starting to stand up to get back involved in service to the country in a political way. But we have got to figure this out, and we have got to break through this mess that we are in. And like I said, every single day that goes by that people in Trump's administration aren't doing something, I mean, doing something to get at those things, trust the elections and basically tear apart the deep state. And that includes, it's not just the FBI and some reform that needs to be in the FBI. It's all across the intelligence community, National Security Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Geospatial Agency, FBI, the CIA. Oh my God, the CIA. You tell me, you know, I see if John Ratcliffe will come on your show and talk about the reforms that they've taken inside of the CIA. It's zip, none. So what I'm telling you is that we have people in our government that are there because Donald Trump put them there. And so I'll stick that finger in his chest on that one, because he's the one that chose him at the end of the day. Maybe some of these people were brought to him. But these are critical positions. And if they're not doing what his intent is, then they're not doing the intent of the American people. And the intent of the American people is to basically get us back on in a path where we don't have to worry about this deep state anymore. We don't have, I mean, there's always going to be corruption, but we're talking about subversion. Subversion and espionage directed against the United States of America from organizations like the FBI, like the CIA, like the DIA, like the NSA, like the Department of Justice, like the Department of State. I mean, all of these different organizations, and I will also add inside of the Oval Office. So send this clip, send that little last 30-second clip to the White House, because I guarantee, Mr. President, this is the kind of stuff that is happening. And I implore you, I mean, Christ, we have, over the last couple of years, just in the little world that I'm in, we have like 8 federal cases in federal court right now that all of them would take down people like Jack Smith, take down people like John Brennan, take down people like organizations like the USAID even more than they've already been taken down. Take down, in fact, expose the billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been sent over to Ukraine and then laundered right back to the United States of America.
Bottom line, we should be seeing thousands of indictments, not 3. And yeah, that's better than 8 years ago. This is too, and you, like you said at the start of the interview, you see Trump will be in a press conference. He'll go, does the media want to ask about the corruption and the deep state and all the, and nobody does, because they're all scared to be put on a list. Because as soon as you start targeting it, just as soon as we start talking about the pipe bomber being Capitol Police and CIA, now all of a sudden I'm getting all these calls and all these things and all these threats. And, you know, and if it's still, it happened to me, which doesn't work, you know, it's going on everywhere. You know, when you're over the target, when that's happening. So obviously we just have to understand that the globalists, the communists haven't given up. What else do you think they're going to try in the short term? They're clearly trying to crash the stock market. What else are the bad guys up to that we should be looking for?
Yeah, I would say that we should be very, very seriously concerned about a large-scale attack here in the United States.
General, that's so key. Your Zoom only cut out for that. Start over. I'll ask it again. So sorry, your Zoom completely cut out there. Please start over with your answer about what you're concerned about.
Warnings, and I listen to enough people, and I watch the tea leaves. Yeah, so I think that's number one.
General, you gotta start over. Stop, General.
I'm speaking with.
General, your Zoom completely cut out for the last 30 seconds. Let's just wait till it stabilizes. Yeah, he's frozen. We gotta reconnect. This is too important. You gotta get into Pence running. You gotta hold 5 minutes the next. Okay, wait. It's back. Okay. Yes, the question and then a cutout. What are the big
threats? How's that? I will. How's that?
You're back, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So briefly. Yeah. Yeah. The big threats. Number one, I really do feel like we are facing a potential, something that makes 9/11 look like a small church fire. And I hope that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong, but the indications and warnings across the board. And that's just solely from my own, experiences and research of open source information. So never mind other things that I'm sure that they're getting inside of the National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA. What I worry about in that account, if an attack does occur, what I worry about is that the president is not being briefed by those organizations fully. And that's where the president of the United States needs to really shake these organizations up, shake the leaders up, and get them involved and make sure that he is getting exactly what they believe could happen. Because I'm sitting here today, not as some guy sitting on the wall, that just walked into the party. I'm sitting here as a guy who's very experienced in these things. So I'm concerned about that. The second thing, and as important, actually probably certainly more important really, is the life of the president. I really worry about him sometimes, when he's out there. He's such a people person, and he wants to be around people. That I want to make sure that the Secret Service is doing everything that it can to protect that man's life, because we need him for the full amount of time that he's got remaining as president of the United States, because he's a fighter. He's a champion for this country, and he's doing everything he can. You're not always going to get the perfect team sometimes. You're not always going to get the Super Bowl team, and right now, in some parts of his offensive and defensive structures, he's got some weaknesses, and I would just say that he needs to really
re-examine those weaknesses. You've got a very tight schedule. This is a two-minute break. I got to ask you about Mike Pence. Can you do five more minutes?
Yeah, I'll do five more.
Perfect. All right, General Flynn is our guest, and we'll put on screen his websites and everywhere. You follow him on X at Jen Flynn. True American Patriot. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All All right, 5 minutes left with General Flynn giving us a real intelligence report. That's what he professionally did at the highest levels of the U.S. government on what's happening. And I wanted to get into Pence a little bit. During the break, he was like, listen, all hell's about to break loose. I totally agree. Even though it's anemic, it compared to the last response, at least it's there. Moving against the deep state, they're scared. They're going to make a move. And General Flynn, you're predicting in the next 30, 90 days, all hell breaking loose. I totally agree with you. What is that hell you see? What do we need to respond? And then you're saying you're ready to run for president if Pence gears up in the next now a year and a half, he'll be announcing. So General Flynn, please continue.
Yeah. So briefly, I think that what we are seeing across the country, and because all the capabilities and all the resources are here, they were brought here by during the Biden administration, and in some cases they have infiltrated into different parts of our country, in counties and in states, and certainly into the federal government. So the capabilities to do severe damage to different parts of our sectors within our country, the electronic sector, the telecommunications sector, and also just to cause chaos. Because you say, well, if there's going to be some type of an attack that's going to make 9/11 look like a church fire, then why? The whole purpose is to sow chaos, to continue to disrupt the ability for Donald J. Trump, for President Donald J. Trump, to continue to do the things that he wanted to do and he set out to do as president of the United States, that we the people gave him the authority to do. And so one of the things that they're going to have to do within the subordinate organizations of our federal government, of the executive branch, particularly the FBI, the CIA, and some of our other federal law enforcement agencies, they're going to have to start really working vastly better together. I mean, we know we still have millions and millions of illegals in this country that are very dangerous criminal elements. And we haven't, there's not that many that have been sent out yet. So, and we know that
let's just be clear, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, highly respected for your analysis over the decades. That's why he got promoted so high. You're predicting a new mega 9/11 potentially in the next 90 days. General, you're predicting
that. Yeah, that's something that's on the scale. It's not a plane. It's never the last thing that happened. Okay. It's not like we're going to be needing to watch for planes in the sky. It is a combination of things because they have found a massive number of vulnerabilities in the body of America. And those vulnerabilities are, in some cases, our inability to respond to chaos and complex operations. And if they're trained in complex operations, which they are, small teams, small elements, dispersed, in a wide pattern all over the United States of America, which we know. You mentioned one of the criminal elements earlier, but you have the TDA, you've got, the MS-13, you've got elements of Islam, radical Islam in here, like Hamas and Hezbollah. I mean, these are this axis of resistance that's already inside of our country. I mean, this is not me making this shit up, Alex. This is what's happening.
So, is it good that Trump is moving on Venezuela to cut off that funding?
Yeah, I think that what Trump is doing in Venezuela right now, but he's got to put more pressure on Maduro to get Maduro the hell out of there. He should be making calls to Xi. He should be making calls to Putin and saying, hey, look, let's get this guy out of there. Let's clean up what we got to clean up and let us deal with this issue in our own hemisphere. Let the person who was duly elected, Machado, to go take the country over and see how she can do it. And let's back out of that mess, right? The United States, Trump needs to focus on America first. The other point that you wanted me to address, because I know we got only
Pence,
got about
60
left,
seconds,
is Mikey Pence, right? Pence is kidding himself. He's a fool if he thinks that the American people will ever, ever vote for him for president of the United States of America. So a bit tongue in cheek the other day was, if he decides to run, I'm going to decide to run. I mean, there's no way in the world that I'm going to let a guy like Mike Pence think for a second that he has any ability to lead this country, given his already demonstrated behavior in the last administration. I can tell you to this day, and I'll remind everybody, because I might have said it on your show before, the last time that I spoke, that Mike Flynn spoke to Mike Pence, was the night that I resigned way back in 2017. That SOB never called me up and said to me, not even to this day, and said, hey, Mike, I'm so sorry what happened to you and your family, by the elements of the deep state. I please forgive that, the decisions that we made to get you out of that White House, because he was part of it, and he knows he was part of it. And that's why if he runs, I'm running.
Thank you, General Flynn. Incredible.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world. They're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction. When despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2+2=4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else. The poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan. And you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate. Deliberate. Premeditated. 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 Ultra massively loaded with news, and I'm going to cover a lot of it.
But I feel like we should open the phones up about the interview you just heard with General Flynn in the last 40 minutes. As a former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor, President Trump, saying death by a thousand cuts, exponentially bigger than 9/11, but thousands of attacks. Now, you've heard me say exactly that for years from the attack profile of the enemy. Now, I didn't, you know, join the Army when I was 18 like him, and you know, decades and all the training and all the combat and all the research and all of it. I've just studied history. And for 31 years, I analyzed systems and different tactics, and I've come to the same conclusion. Blowing up power transformers, poisoning water supplies, staging false flags to create racial conflict, cyber attacks blamed on foreign powers. We're talking about thousands of things hitting. They've already tried to crash the stock market since March. They've failed so far. They want to kill confidence. And a lot of people go, well, the globalists own most of the stock market. They don't want that. No, they want to crash it to discredit Trump, and then they buy it up at pennies on the dollar. That's their plan. They're openly trying. It's not debatable that's going on. So we are in the thick of the battle right now. I mean, the war is raging. And so many populists, common sense, conservatives, Christians, you know, that make up our coalition are just loving what Trump's doing and think, hey, everything's great. No, it ain't. If I look out into the future on even bad scenarios, the globalists lose in the end, but the wreckage, the destruction, the depression, the war in between that, I'm like a man walking on the edge of a cliff just trying to not fall off here. And I see the general public still sleepwalking, having no idea they're on the edge of a cliff. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen. And do you agree with General Flynn that they're gearing up in the next 90 days? Something that will make 9/11 pale in significance? I totally agree. And how do we stop them? And then I covered some of it last week and this week, but I could do 4 hours every day on the fraud in California in the election. I could do 4 hours every day on the fraud in Virginia. 4 hours on the fraud in New York. Just countless videos of truckloads of Guatemalans and Mexicans and Chinese who admit they're not even citizens. We showed some of it just going in to vote. And the ballots having Mondami twice on it. And it goes on and on and on. And Trump signs executive orders, orders the Justice Department to do something. And they have actually thousands of indictments of people that voted illegally and groups that went and with NGOs and signed up illegals. I mean, they're actually doing something compared to 8 years ago. I mean, here's just one example. Remember that James O'Keefe footage? All over San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Houston, people signing up illegals and others and also going to old people's houses and filling out their ballots and paying them money to vote for Democrats. Those people got indicted. In fact, just today, there was like 300 and something indictments of people in election fraud. Today. So, I mean, it's going on. But we can't be like children. And we ask our parents for something they can't deliver. Trump doesn't have all the muscle people think he's got. I mean, he can get a lot done, but it's like President Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you do for your country. Because at the end of the day, folks, yeah, you've got sheriff's deputies coming out showing the illegals voting. I mean, literally without looking, I probably saw last week, gave me a headache watching it. That's really the process. I think I ought to do a show where I'm like in a war room with a bunch of computers, like I do in my office or at home. And there's just a live camera, and I'm just searching stuff on the screen and just then learning about it with you. And then, because it's weird, like I go learn it all, and then I come back, and it's just like, you know, each day I've got 15 clips of them catching illegals voting and Democrats blocking it. I mean, it's
And we have the good sheriffs and the good police. We have the people, election officials, blowing the whistle. And then it goes out on X. And now because they can't stop the signal, it floods everywhere else. So at least the public knows. But just knowing it is a full-time job. I mean, I find new stuff constantly. So I'm a news hound. I'm obsessed with it. And I know like 5% of what's going on. So people are like, hey, Trump needs to do this with 4 million employees. No, I know the problem he's got. I can spend 24 hours a day and not sleep and not know half of what's happening. So I'm not saying we give up. I'm just simply saying, yeah, we're moving the ball, but it goes back to the Justice Department. We have to put heat on and subpoena and then indict all the kingpins. Because as soon as they're all starting to get in trouble, they may run up the white flag. Now again, the awakening curve is so fast that they'll never get away with it now. No matter what they push, what they do, long term they lose. The awakening's too big. We've moved too fast. We've gone too far. Compared to where we were, we're kicking ass. But it's not enough to short circuit them continuing to fight and blowing it all up. And I think that's what I want to really tell you. And that's why I'm so frustrated. And, man, if they engineer a depression, whew, I mean, you got this population today that's so unself-sufficient, it makes my skin crawl. And a lot of globalists are smart enough. I go back to this point all the time because they watch. Do you really think during a long total collapse you'll be safe in your bunkers? You really think you can get this tiger by the tail? No, you know you can't. And so a lot of the establishment switched over to Trump just out of pragmatic purposes. But there's still a large sector of the globalists and New World Order operations, and BlackRock acts like to Trump's face they've stopped, but behind the scenes they're still doing the same crap. And they all go to the White House, Albert Bourla, all of them, and they basically, metaphorically, bow down to Trump. I was just saying dirty. I'm not going to say it. They go to the White House and they blow Trump. And surely, you know, he's sophisticated enough to know that's pure crap. So there's nothing more frustrating than knowing we're winning and we will win in the end because our trajectory is straight up. Theirs is down. But they have a very good chance of crashing it all, though. And a lot of people are like, well, good, let's just get the Civil War going. Come on. Come on. Will that be fun the first week? You get to blast a bunch of looters that come to come in your house? What, the first 5-6 waves? And then a month later, the electricity's still off, and your water's not working, and you've got an infection because you got shot, and now you're dying? Let's not go there, folks. And people understand this. They know I don't say things to be shocking. The reality is shocking. You hear General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, really smart. Sounds like me. Because we're both looking at the same history. We are sitting on top a time bomb. And I am completely horrified. But it's good. Being white-knuckled, being horrified, get your ass in gear. So all this other stuff, is window dressing. The neocons trying to take over the Trump administration, you know, all the Israeli operatives, okay, that everybody loves that. That's the big distraction. Still cover it. I'm just saying. The plan to crash the stock market, the plan to do a big false flag and kill a bunch of illegals and blame ICE, all that stuff is what is going to totally be the new issue once it happens. And you're going to realize, well, you thought if you just henpecked Netanyahu 24-7, that somehow if you just did that, that would to stop all this. There's a bunch of other stuff other than that. And that's why I'm mad at Netanyahu, And the Zionists is they want to make it all about them and want to do a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. Well, we got all these other issues going on. So I'm pissed off people obsessed with the Jews, and I'm pissed off at the current leadership of the Jews, because I can think multi-layer out. I mean, this is 3D chess, this show. I don't know all the time that Trump's playing it, certainly on a lot of issues he knows he is, but he ain't playing 3D chess at every level. I am. Now, we ought to call the show 3D chess. I mean, that's what this is all about. And I don't know what Israel thinks is going to happen to it during a collapse of the United States and a great reset. Maybe the Israel lobby thinks they're going to come in here and run things, whatever. You're going to get blamed for it. This is going to get out of hand real fast, folks. And I'm just sitting back going, we're literally doing all this in a munitions factory with dynamite and weapons and incendiaries all around us. And the left's running around with torches, and the Israel lobby's running around with torches and flamethrowers. And then Netanyahu's setting loose truckloads of monkeys with flamethrowers to run into the armament bunker. And I'm just like, what the hell are you doing, lunatic? But he stays in power by standing down on October 7th. Oh, and I love it online. I see it everywhere. They put me in like in Muslim garb, and because, you know, I'm against total war. And oh, you got your Qatari money. Oh, you're sure. Yeah, right. All I've gotten is persecution supporting Trump. All I've gotten is persecution supporting peace. And I just wish all these other people had my brain. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I mean, I really do. I mean, like, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be doing this. I don't care if you're the Mondamis or the Hamasic scum or the Likudnik lunatics. You people are crazy. And you take the normalcy bias of the way the world's been so far and just think this is going to go on. It ain't. And you're going to get us all killed. So our template should not be the Middle East. Our focus should not be the Middle East and all their weird histories and all their weird gang fights. It'd be like if the U.S. policy and everything we did was around the Crips and the Bloods. You turn on the Lightning News, it's all about Crips and Bloods. It's like, I want to hear maybe a week, 5 minutes about Crips and Bloods. I don't want to hear about Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods, Crips and Bloods. But because the average American, the average Westerner is still just kind of non-tribal and not paying attention and, you know, thinks everything's okay. All these weird tribal actors that are in their weird gangs superimpose their fights onto us. And then we all get sucked in and decide if we're on the Crips of the Bloods. And I'm like, how about we send you all to Mars? We can send the leader of Al-Qaeda that Trump just met with, but brought him in the back door and didn't show him publicly, that Israel and Turkey just put in power before Trump got in. We can send Netanyahu and the leader of Al-Qaeda all of them to Mars, and you guys can go have your little weird Middle Eastern circle jerk together. See, I don't hate you. I'm indifferent. That's worse, right? So I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to tell the Muslims this, and I'm going to tell the screwball Israel lobby this. When this all goes down, if I'm unable to stop you, if we're unable to stop you, you're getting the blame. I will. It's already done. So stop. Knock it off. Do not release the truckload of monkeys with flamethrowers in the fireworks factory. Because that's what all this is. All right, here's the toll-free number. On the crisis we're in, what the deep state's going to do. You just heard the former head of defense intelligence say a whole bunch of terror attacks and destabilization events that will make 9/11 look like a church fire. It'll make it look like a neighborhood apartment fire. I agree with him. You can feel it. You can see it. The globalists and the internationalists, they didn't put all these forces here, all these military-age men, clearly trained brigades, all of it. They didn't put Chi-Com telecommunications hijacking systems in the Transformers and put in secret telecommunications hijacking nodes for no reason. Intelligence-wise and infrastructure-wise, we are wide open. Anybody seen the new Dune? Excellent film. Even better book. It's a cosmology of how the world actually works. Frank Herbert was a genius. And all they had to have was one key guy that had authorization at the highest levels to turn off the shields at 3 a.m. so the Harkonnens could come in and blow them up. And there's that eerie scene in the part two. They said they did a three-piece. They did a two-piece. And the first one's just a setup. It's okay. The second one's excellent. And you're sitting there, and it's the night sky there at the Arakeen base, and you look up in orbit, and you see the ships that just showed up, and you see all those little lights coming down. Well, I'm sitting here, and I see the little lights coming down. And about 5 minutes in the political time span, we're going to be getting blown to shit. And all the idiots that opened the door for this are going to be right in the middle of it as well. And I'm still on my post. Even as the enemy sends in their operatives again, and people don't have the urgency to understand what they're up against. So for me, everything's big picture. Everything's 35,000 foot at this view. And God is the one watching, so I got an audience of one, and I'm just going to continue to do the best job I can. But to everybody in the system, the Republicans that sit on their hands, the Democrats that hate this country and think if you can just destabilize things and crash it enough, you're finally going to get communism and your free goodies. Come on, you know you're not going to ever get any real free goodies now. That's all over. You get free goodies in the build-up to the takeover. You don't get anything but being in a work camp if you're lucky when it all goes down. This is a formula. This is known. Here's the number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'll punch up the phone system for me. That'll be good. Right here on screen. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. All right. I believe we'll make it over this hump. I believe we put enough pressure on things. You heard Flynn, the White House, they all watch. Everybody, the foreign governments, they all watch. They know this is a serious big boy pants show. This isn't games. So you got to keep the broadcast on the air. No matter what happens to InfoWars, no matter what happens to this operation, we got the backup Alex Jones network. We got other systems that have been built. We always got more than one. But the one variable is you. Will you support us? I don't know on the AlexJonesTour.com. They can't get it. They can't shut it down. It's amazing. And tonight is the night it ends. It only started Friday. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, the very best, liquid tincture or the pills, get one free. You wanted that deal, you got it, ends tonight. 25% off store-wide on top of that. If you have the app, alexjonesapp.com, it's the same shopping cart. 20% off just using the app right off the top. That makes a lot of stuff lost leaders, but we want you to use it and see how great it is. And all the other supplements, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, all of it is 50% off right now as well. When you sign up for AutoShip, cancel any time. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. We will continue on. We will fight. And just as in Dune, even when this base gets wiped out, other things rise out of the desert. That's the way it always works.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Alex Jones, Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls, but I want to be very clear with listeners. My job is not here to demoralize you and to give you depressing news. I think you're like me. I think when you're faced with a crisis, when you're faced with the truth, you're going to gear up, you're going to stand up, you're going to rise to the challenge. And again, I'm going to go to your calls. On our trajectory, we are so much more awake, not just here, but around the world. It's explosive. The globalists have been in all their white papers. They're in deep trouble. They believe they can't win. Most of their top people are at least playing possum or giving up. But large enough sectors of their operation aren't giving up to drive us into the confrontation, which will be highly destructive. But regardless of what happens to those of us at the tip of the spear, if they kill us or put us in prison or whatever, just like when Santa Ana destroyed the Alamo, did that help the dictator of Mexico or did that? No, that pissed people off. We need to think about that attitude. All right. We only lose if they convince us we've lost. And if you look at how far we've come just since I got on board 31 years ago, it is exponential. And I'll give myself credit. I just came in right when the wave exploded and kind of rode that wave and supercharged the wave. So it's not just that you have skills and talent and focus and will and that God's with you. It's the time that God put you in. And so knowing the enemy, knowing who the bad guys are, and deciding to fight, and knowing it's a deliberate attack is everything, and getting it out in the open. So I use the Dune analogy of House Atreides getting completely wiped out, except for two members of the family. But now it was all cut and dry, and now they were with the people. And we're not even at the point of being wiped out. We might be able to turn this around without that. But I'm ready to be wiped out. I'm not changing course. But I have to every day know that if we don't turn this around now, I, in the next wave of the enemy attack, will be destroyed. And I'm fine with that. But I can tell you, it'd be a lot easier on all of you if you get seriously motivated now and realize how serious this is. I am so proud of Trump that he's been able to mobilize the federal forces he's got that were anemic, and they are doing an incredibly energetic job trying to bring confidence back, trying to deliver on what he promised to you under total attack. That is the answer we need. That is the energy we need. What we're seeing from ICE and Border Patrol and Kennedy and the HHS and Tulsi Gabbard is spectacular. And she is delivering on everything she said she would do. She follows every order energetically and quickly. Kennedy, same thing. ICE, same thing. That's what we need as the example. And we need to carry those men and women on our shoulders because they're warriors defending this republic in its darkest hour. I mean, this isn't a movie. This isn't Braveheart based on true story. This isn't The Patriot, based on true story. This is now, folks. This is really going down. But if we don't crush them now, well, like Flynn said, it's not going to be utopia, but this is the current evil globalist coup, worst thing we've ever seen. We'll still have problems, but it'll be a cakewalk compared. Then we'll have to deal with the AI and all that, and that's the next big issue. But the evil groups running things right now are in front of us. They're spotlighted. They're exposed. And these are nasty-ass people. They must be crushed. Legally and lawfully. And all right, I'll go to your calls. It's just I cannot express to you... You heard Flynn, next 90 days, I totally agree. You know the forces, you know the groups, you know the pre-programming, you know the time the enemy's in, you know how much trouble they're in, you look at it, it all lines up. Enemy locked. Big moves. And asymmetrical attacks by the thousands. Everything else has been a probe so far. And they're just demonizing ICE right now. Ahead of them false flagging a bunch of illegals, which now I believe clearly they're bringing back into the equation. Because they haven't been able to crash the stock market yet. But we're being hit on all sides. And I guess from some of the people I know, that they think, oh, God, I should give up. Why do you tell us all this bad news? Aren't you fighters? I'll tell the brief story and then I'll stop without going along. I've told these stories before, but really nice little kid. Went to public school in kindergarten and first grade. My parents liked this church. So I go to church school for 4 years. Totally nice. Nice people. Everything's great. Wore a little Christian uniform. Played sports. Nice and sweet. You know, had Labrador retrievers and cats and helped my mom cook dinner, which is a sweet kid. And then they go, we don't like that church anymore. We're going to go to public school. So the bus comes and picks me up and I drive in and they let me off in sixth grade. And like the second, third day, some black kid that was flunked four grades and was like 6 feet tall starts grabbing my head, knocking into a locker. And I struggle back and fight back. And then, oh, parents get called. What happened? It's all politically correct. I'm not bashing black people. It's just how it is. It's like, oh, your son was in a fight, whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then another kid, you know, out to playground. Does some wrestling move and throws me over, so I hit him and knock his head in the ground, and then he gets hurt, and then turns out his older brother lives in the same neighborhood as me, and they find out where I got off the bus. About a month later, I'm like 4 o'clock, grabbing up the bus. There are three or four kids are waiting for me. They're high school kids. and I'm in the sixth grade, and I get off, and these guys beat the living hell out of me. And I go home with two black eyes, busted lip, everything else. They sat on top of me, spit in my face, all this stuff. And I go into my dad, who was someone like seven from his dental office, and I walk into him, and he'd be really tired. Dad, I want to talk to you. And he'd say, oh, I got to take a shower. I'll be out. So he comes out from the shower, and I'm sitting at my mom's cooking dinner. And I go, Dad, these you know, kids beat me up really bad, and I want you to go find out where they live and talk to their parents. And he looked at me and he said, you just got to learn how to fight harder. I said, what do I do? And he said, pick up a rock, whatever. They're outnumbering you, attack them. Hit them in the face. My dad's not like Mr. Tough Guy. It's just old-fashioned Texan. I said, all right. Months later, put the guy's eye out, basically. They sued us, all the rest of it. But the point is, my dad said, I'm proud of you when I came home. And my point is, that's not some super badass, you know, MMA story or something. That's a true story. And it just comes down to that. And I remember later, you know, pulling up, and there they were again at the bus stop. And there was stuff in between that. They were waiting like a couple months later, and I got off the I didn't get off the bus. I waited, and I'm remembering all this now. I stayed on the bus and got off a few stops later, and then I felt so cowardly that months and months later, the next time they were waiting, and these are like, you know, sophomores or whatever in high school. One of them was a junior or whatever. And I remember just deciding at that point when I started to become a man, I said, I'm not going to run from this. I'm going to get off this bus. And I got off. They're talking crap. We're going to kick your ass. There's a gully down there. I'd played in that gully. I knew they built houses there. It was big pieces of concrete and rocks down there. And I ran down the gully, and I waited for him to come. And I picked it up, and I just shoved it right in his eye. Now, I'm not saying do that literally, but I'm saying this is the point we're at. I wasn't going to run. And that's what this is all about. No more running. We fight. That's it. Whatever happens, we don't back down at this point. But we are outnumbered. We are overwhelmed politically. So I don't say violent. I use this as an analogy. It's time to pick up the concrete, folks. We don't exist to be pissed on and shit on and raped by these people anymore. The war has begun. The spell is lifted. We're no longer asleep. And the fight is now. And it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But as I've said many times, I love the Zapata quote, but I don't agree with that from history. You live on your knees when you fight. You die. No. You live on your feet. You die on your knees. You live on your feet, you die on your knees. I'm going to stop ranting. But those are the archetypal things. Those are the things that many of you have experienced yourself or similar things. And that's where we are as a culture and a society and a world. Running doesn't get us out of this. The running has got to stop. I remember seeing that clip in the Reagan movie that's super accurate off his biography where, you know, his dad was an alcoholic and left the house, all the rest of it, and the three, four kids come to beat him up at his house, and they'd been attacking him at school and stuff, and his mother had told him, you got to stand up to him. And Reagan just walks out the front door because his mother tells him to and beats the snot out of him. Or he gets his ass kicked trying. The point is that this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And you got to get to that point. You got to get to the point of saying, I don't care how this ends, but if you want to fight, you got one. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking to fight you, but if you absolutely make you, I will. Well, they're attacking us. They're attacking our children. They're attacking everything. So just stop pretending that you can hide. This is going to go away. It's not going to go away. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. But those bullies that day, so I got excited once they did that and attacked a few others as well. They found out that they weren't in charge. I wasn't locked in with them. They were locked in with me. And that's the point we got to get to. All right, let's go to Mark in Michigan on General Flynn. What's next? Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I want to congratulate you on a fantastic career so far. I respect everything you've been doing for us, and I appreciate the whole crew.
Thank you.
I was watching you and General Flynn go back and forth, and I believe both of you are actually correct. I think the one thing we got to realize is that I think Trump is surrounded by traitors, but that's not the important thing. I think the important thing is that Trump himself is trying to move people to understand this. He's been trying to wake people up, as you have been doing. And I don't think we need to anymore. I don't think we need to wait for an attack and respond. I think we have all the evidence we need, and I think they need to start doing arrests. And now I know people have been saying that. But these people need to be arrested like they arrested Manafort, put into jail, put into seclusion, taken right off the street, none of this garbage, letting them walk around and run their mouth. We know who they are. It's asymmetrical. It's a communist manifesto. It's multi-layered attack, and we know where they're all at, and whether they're international or whether they're local. It's treason. And that's what it's got to be. It's got to be treason. Nothing else matters. We don't need to talk about
it. Yeah, you saw that State Department clip where they said, don't worry about Trump. We still control international networks to attack the Americans.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't need to wait for them to attack us. Is it coming? Sure, it's coming. It's been coming all along. It's been coming for, well, let's go back to, you know, you can go back to Woodrow Wilson. How long have they been after us? The point of it is it doesn't matter. They've been running and controlling us all along. The time has come. Enough people are aware that it doesn't matter. And leadership doesn't need to wait around for everybody to catch up. Leadership just takes control and does it. That's what we need. We need to act first. We've got the receipts. Put them in prison. Bring them out in chains. Give them their treason trial, and then hang them all.
No, I agree, but he's got to clean house the DOJ. Thanks for the call. Sean in Rhode Island, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Alex Jones, my man. What's going on?
Brother, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was the guy who wore the Alex Jones for President shirt to his last child support payment. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Child support payment?
Yeah, I went to court. I was wearing my Alex Jones for President 2024, and the judge was like, you've got a lot of balls wearing that shirt up in here.
Oh, that was about like 4 or 5 months ago. I saw that in the news, right?
I might have made the news. I don't know.
I remember somebody was in a court wearing my shirts. The court said that, yeah.
Probably so, but yeah. I love you, bro. I'm a mailman. I'm out here walking the streets right now. I just took a little piss in the back of my truck with the methylene blue. I tell you, that stuff, it's like Smurf fit. It's, I don't know, but I love it, man. Being,
well, let me ask you a question and be honest. Did you feel any effects from it?
I love it. 100%. No energy drink, no coffee. I do like 3 droppers of the methylene blue every morning. On top of, a bunch of your other stuff that you sell, the Ultimate Life Force is amazing. And I love you, bro.
Well, I appreciate you. So what's the current state of the union?
It's scary. Rhode Island is probably one of the most corrupt, disingenuous states that there is. They're banning rifles. It's nonsense. If I can move to Texas, I would be in Texas tomorrow, but my wife won't let me go.
So. No, I understand. I've seen Rhode Island. It's a beautiful state. Too bad commies running. Thanks, Sean. Let's go to Chatham, Minnesota on General Flynn and Gabbard. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, great to see General Flynn always on your show. 100% agree with everything that both you and General Flynn talked about. I like his comment about Radcliffe and to see kind of where he sits in all this. And what leads me to this is,
well, that's a long story, but Radcliffe is not good.
Well, and what leads me to my next statement is that it's glaringly obvious that you see General Flynn and Tulsi Gabbard both have similarities as to what their access is. And to hear you mention that the NSA is getting utilized, I don't know how that pans out, what's legally and lawfully okay to do there. But I talked about Bill Benny that sort of thing. They need access to that to fight this
war.
Well,
I mean, let's be clear. When they get a warrant for everybody's communications, and then they turn it over, and it's all erased, then they go to the NSA database, which technically didn't look at it but stored it, but now they got a warrant for it. You understand? So that's the checkmate Trump's got, is Tulsi Gabbard. So she has oversight of that, so I can just tell you. And the enemy already knows this. I'm not letting them. It's like when we knew the German Enigma code, they wouldn't let them know. So the British would lose a lot of battles, and we would, so they would never figure it out. So in the end, we could really beat them with it. The enemy knows. We've got their Enigma code. They got everything. They got all the treason, everything. And the point is that they don't have prosecutors that will actually do it. That's why journalists keep leaking all these documents, or Congress keeps releasing them. So Gabbard gives them to Trump, gives them to DOJ. Nothing happens. Trump gets pissed. Gabbard then gives it to Congress, to Grassley or Jim Jordan. You understand?
Absolutely. And what I see people saying is that when they have negative things to say about Gabbard, it's the fact that she got ransacked with the whole Iran thing. And then it was, and that's the military and the CIA.
Look,
and
anybody they're attacking is the good guy.
Yeah,
Gabbard is a soldier and is following orders.
100%. And RFK Jr.? Okay, here's my next thing, and then I'm going to leave it. I want this out there because I feel like this is one of those things. It's pragmatism and idealism. You know, you kind of balance between that with this whole war. But what I'm seeing is Dr. Robert Kadlec is being, he's actually a nominee for the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs. Robert F. Kennedy, if everybody that read The Real Anthony Fauci, there's the last chapter, Germ Wars. He spends probably a third, at least a third, maybe two-thirds of going and looking at Dr. Robert Kadlec's background in history, and you're telling me that guy is going to be considered for that
role? But see, what you're doing is good. Trump is busy. You're spotlighting it right now. Great job, Chad. All right, let's go to Austin in Missouri. Threshold for martial law is your comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I heard your story about school, and I feel like that's kind of the common theme for everybody in these inner cities. That was very similar to my experience, and I'm actually thankful for it because it prepared me for this battle we're in now, and it just made us stronger. But what I wanted to bring up was after
and I want to be clear, it wasn't just black people that attacked me. I mean, but Dallas was very rough. It was how it all was. I fought lots of white kids, and then I'd beat up their brother, so the older brother would attack me. It was the same story over and over again. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely went on. But the first time I got off the school bus, it was black kids beat me up.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and, you know, we had a lot of gangs that we went to school with. But, you know, it all just served as a test, and once you showed up and showed them you weren't soft and were willing to fight the biggest guy, you know, they ended up having respect for you after that. You know, you ended up playing football on the same team with them. And you just
exactly.
Like
I wasn't trying to scapegoat folks. It's the first person to attack me was black. It was plenty of other folks. But the point is, it was always bullies. And my problem was I ended up really hurting people. So then I had to fight the older ones. By the time we left Dallas to get me away from it, I would have like their 25-year-old ex-convict big brothers coming looking for me. You know, so it's like a gunfighter. It escalated very quickly.
Yeah, I got two older sisters, so anytime somebody talked disrespectful to them, you know, I had never gotten to fight anybody smaller than me. They were always bigger, and, you know, you always get that feeling in your stomach. You really don't want to do it, but you have to. But
let me guess, weren't you always better at beating somebody up that was older and tougher than you? I always did my best against the biggest, meanest guys. That's when I'd turn on.
Exactly, yeah. You just learn how to, you know, overcome problems, and, you know, it just, you really learn what you have inside, you know, and that it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And, you know, it's made us warriors for life, and really in the inner cities as well, it kind of prepared us for how the liberal system treats, you know, how they used to treat the students like cattle. And
let's be clear. It's been open season since the 60s on white people. And it's, that's the media and the liberals doing it. And then when whites get attacked, the school, the system covers it up because they wanted to build, it's the left. just like Soros lets criminals, black or white, out of jail to hurt the general public. They got a whole plan. It's sick.
Yeah, I understand. You know, and it's just the people that decide to, you know, embody that victim mentality haven't gotten the lessons out of it that, okay, you know, they're oppressing us. Well, that's only going to make us stronger. So, you know, and now in this time, it just shows that it was very valuable. It was kind of like a test God was putting us through, his warriors, the ones that made it through the other side without surrendering. Well, the ones that surrendered are liberals now, and they have us. But, you know, I kind of, for the state we're in with the woke and the liberalism, you know, as mad as I get at the liberals, you know, lately I've been kind of getting the feeling I'm more disappointed in the men that didn't put their foot down and say, all right, that's enough. You know, we're taking back control of the house. But when it comes to martial law, my question I was calling in about, after the Civil War, when they implemented martial law with the states not wanting to comply, that kind of set a precedent. And
they're talking about Reconstruction. You know,
Yeah, and what I don't agree with it. I thought every state should have had their, you know, like Texas was the last holdout.
Lincoln had a constitutional Reconstruction that pissed off a bunch of folks. They claimed the South killed him. There's a lot of other stuff behind it. But yeah, no, I wouldn't support a Reconstruction in the style of Lincoln. The Reconstruction wasn't Lincoln's deal. He got killed there at the theater, Ford Theater before that. But we are in a civil emergency, and Trump has emergency powers, so I would expect him to execute those once this stuff blows up, if it does.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we understand the how big the threat is, I think, all of the patriots that are listening to your show, and we also have the strongest military in the world that's, you know, all around, that's being used all around the world, and if we didn't want it to cost any extra money and we needed the manpower, well, we have the strongest force that takes an oath to protect us.
No, I agree. The military needs to be back right now to defend the border. Here's the problem. All you got to do is take out the globalist leadership and this all stops like that, just like Flynn said earlier. So we can bypass all that if the DOJ does its job. They're all cut and dry, engaged in treason. They've all been caught, all the documents, all the proof. And it's not political retribution. They are saying they're going to come after all of us if they ever get back in power. So they have got to be crushed, and crushed now. They drew first blood. They started it. They're a bunch of pedophile devil worshipers. Crush them. And don't worry. We're holding their feet to the fire, and Trump agrees with us. All right. Thank you, sir. More calls straight ahead. And Mike Adams, stay with us. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. It's going to be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Take some of your calls on this big subject and a bunch of others. Really smart man. But let's go back to the calls. Frank in Texas, counterterrorism, COVID, what's coming next? Do you agree with General Flynn's emergency warning? I know I do.
Absolutely, I do. And a little bit of tidbit information that I'd like to offer. I don't know exactly what it means, but back in 2015, I was hired on to work and do migrations for hospitals. And the work was large, and we were never going to be able to complete the job, but the goal was to have it done by 2019. So I invented an augmented healing system to get us across the finish line, and it was 10 to 15 years more advanced than anything. Actually, I think it exposed some corruption with the vendors. That's not the point of the conversation. Conversation is we hit our mark, and in 2019, our next thing to do was to deploy Israeli counterterrorism software. And so we were deploying that, and then COVID hit in 2020. And so I just wanted to offer that little bit of information that I found it really strange and odd that how all that ties together with your conversations about Israel and the technocracy and everything. So I have other information, too, that's actually a little bit more vital. I've actually emailed you on your whistleblower email. Please check it. And if you'd like to have more of a private conversation. But I've got a lot of little bit of tidbits of information that really paint a more detailed picture of what you're already painting on your show.
Israel is heavily involved in the spy grid. There's been a big focus on that, which is fine with me. There's a gold rush, just like AI, which is part of it. In surveillance, but we'll get in there and look at that. You know, we're kind of drinking out of a fire hose, so I apologize. Sometimes people send us stuff and we don't respond. It's because we're so limited; they've crushed us down. You know, my job is to try to expand the operation, regardless of what happens. But what constellation of issues do you see that makes you agree with Flynn that something is bigger than 9/11 is coming in the next 90 days?
I'd have to say a lot of the criminal activity that I've witnessed and seen that I've even been looped into. You mentioned something about the water supply stuff. I've seen people recruiting people for that. Other types of bank fraud type, computer type fraud type stuff. Different.
The computer fraud, the bank fraud is just exploding.
And it's all the same people. And the other tidbit of information that I would love to share with you kind of ties it all together really well is this central group that you're talking about. So I'm really thankful that you are telling the truth about this and providing the information out there, because this stuff is really true. It is really going on. And
are you saying you're seeing it mainly from Israel?
Well, yeah, and then, you know, I had a guy show up after I invented this thing, by the way, which was 10 or 15 years ahead of where everybody was at. Somebody who has tattoos that resemble symbols that you only see in conspiracy theory showed up at my house knowing things about me that even my wife doesn't. His wife was like the third richest guy out of Venezuela and talked to me a lot about that. Told me something bad was going to happen soon. Anyways, I actually reported him, and unfortunately, he died of 3 heart attacks in the last week of August. So I don't know if that helps at all, but like I said, I have other information too I'd love to share with you, but it's all tied together.
What was the subject of your whistleblower email?
I don't remember.
All right, well, how am I going to find it? Okay, well, we'll look. Thanks for the call. People don't know, though, Venezuela is the big muscle for the left, other than Ukraine, because it's another money laundering operation. Venezuela is so rich, not their people, but the country with the oil. Mike Adams straight ahead. We'll intersperse your calls. Mark, Tom, Jonathan, Dom, Thomas Jefferson, it all. Thomas Jefferson, those 2 calls line up, both in Virginia. And he was from Virginia. That's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Call me on Exit, Real Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams is riding a shotgun with me in this hour. He's hosting the fourth hour today. He's a software engineer, best-selling author, health expert, AI expert, you name it. And we had him on last week. I wanted to get him back on to do a deeper dive with us today. But I've been interviewing General Flynn for 10 years, former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, former National Security Advisor to Trump. I've never heard him so concerned with everything he's saying within 90 days, a whole spectrum of terror attacks, a lot of little terror attacks, but much bigger than 9/11. And we already put the headline out. I should have wrote it. The headline's okay, but it's like attack bigger than 9/11. Actually clarified, you know, it's a whole bunch of attacks to bring down the infrastructure. They're trying to crash the stock market. This government shutdown was an attempt at that. Now they've got so much pressure, it's so unpopular, they're having to back off. Who knows what's going to happen there? But big picture, the globalists are making their move. And then you've got the Justice Department behind the scenes running around trying to shut down the pipe bomber story. And that's a bad sign. So I just wanted to first ask Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, Mike, big picture, what do you make of General Flynn issuing the starkest warning I've ever heard him put out? That everything he sees in the pre-preparations with all these drug gang forces, Islamic forces, all of it, and then now ICE getting shot at Chicago, the Latin Kings, that you don't ever really hear about because it's more of a mafia, but it's older and way more sophisticated than MS-13 or TDA, putting out an official order to kill ICE on site. This is escalating very quickly. How would you describe the moment we're in right now in responding to General Flynn?
Well, I completely agree with what General Flynn said. He's 100% on board, and it confirms a lot of the chatter, a lot of the sources information that I've been exposed to over the years, interviewing people sometimes in shadow because we couldn't reveal their names and so on. And I know many of your sources have said much the same thing. And I know Matt Bracken has spoken about this. There's an infrastructure of domestic terrorism that has been put into play. So we actually know the U.S. State Department knows what kinds of weapons have gone missing that they initially had track of as they were crossing the border, but they've lost track of them. And those include surface to air missiles. There was a big scare about that during Trump's campaigning in the last election. And he actually altered some of his use of airplanes and stopped using, I think, the Trump plane for that very reason. That was a very credible threat. And that threat still exists. I think the last I heard, there were at least 10 surface-to-air missiles in the United States.
And if you remember, not tooting my own horn, I warned of the surface-to-air missile threat 3 months before it became the big threat.
Absolutely. And so you also know that there is staged in America. There are small portable mortar units, probably 60 millimeters or something like that, that can be used to hit refineries, that can be used to hit power grid substations. On top of that, and this is, I don't know, 6 months ago that we got word from some of our sources that drones were being used to airlift anti-personnel mines over the border in Arizona. So there are anti-personnel mines. There are RPGs that are staged in storage facilities or just sort of hidden, you know, shipping containers or what have you, all across this country, including, you know, police uniforms and things like that. So, yes, the infrastructure for massive widespread terrorism exists. But, Alex, what I would like to add to that is I believe that the globalist forces that are trying to destroy America, they're waiting for a critical moment of U.S. economic weakness when they issue the go signal, when they want to strike. So they want
to totally agree. They want an economic crash as the focal point to blame Trump, claim he's Herbert Hoover. So do they do it? Do they do it before the Supreme Court potentially rules against his tariffs or after?
Well, I think that ruling is imminent, and I think it will go against Trump. But I think that the terror attacks are probably waiting for something bigger. For example, bank failures. Bank failures are also imminent. There are both the consumer lending banks will suffer cascading failures throughout 2026, and also the commercial real estate lending banks. So there are two different vectors of bank failures that we're about to see. And on the consumer side, Alex, let me mention, consumer debt has reached a record high, $18.6 trillion. And that's student loans, home loans, car loans, and medical debt primarily. Those are the top four. You're seeing subprime auto lenders now going into default. I think three of them have gone into default so far. That's going to cascade up the chain to other larger auto loan lenders. It's basically the Big Short for car loans is what's happening right now. And car repos are just skyrocketing all across the country. There's going to be a glut of used cars available, you know, starting now for this very reason.
And for those that don't understand this, not just in the last 200 years, but throughout history, whenever an empire or a system comes to the end of a bubble, they always have a war, start a war. The question is, what type of war will this be? So we're at the end of a bubble. They need something to change the subject. What will that trigger be? Domestic race war, full war with Russia, China? I don't think the globalists have made their decision yet. They've got a lot of stuff going on. Trump being in the White House trying to stabilize and stop it really causes them a problem because they normally make these moves when they're in control. I've never really seen them make a move in the middle of a transition at the end of a cycle while there's a civil war within the power structure. That's what makes this so special.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, even though I'm critical of some of the things that Trump is doing, he inherited a problem that is unsolvable. You know, the debt that exists, the entitlements that exist, all of the, you know, Social Security, Medicare, pensions, military spending, interest on the debt, and so on. There's nothing that any president can do about those expenditures.
And that's why they sat out with Biden and Kamala, because the globalists already planned to crash this. They can't believe the can's been kicked down. Exactly. The Gavin Newsom stuff are sitting back to come in the saviors after it.
But I do think that Trump's $2,000 helicopter money airdrop, even though it in the short term, it may temporarily spur economic spending at the local level. It's going to save a lot of local restaurants and retailers and so on. But that's only going to add to inflation, which worsens the longer-term problem, obviously. You have more currency chasing the same limited set
sure,
of
so
goods and services.
Sure, so wargaming this, what are the different moves the globalists are going to make?
Well, I think, again, the globalists are going to wait for a substantial financial crisis to unfold, which could happen before the end of this year. And I think General Flynn is correct that that kind of event will be used to spur a very aggressive set of global moves. And we have to keep in mind China and Taiwan. Now, you know, Alex, I lived in Taiwan. You know, I'm very fond of the Taiwanese people. I speak Chinese, and I have great admiration for Chinese culture and Chinese intellect, etc. Taiwan is beginning, well, for a long time, they've been moving to rejoining China. And what Trump has done with the punitive tariffs that have even affected Taiwan is Trump has actually hurt some of the pro-America allies in Taiwan through those tariffs. Same thing's happening with India, where there's 50% tariffs right now. So Trump has lost a lot of allies, actually, in Taiwan, and there's a stronger move to rejoin China. I would not be surprised. The reason I mention this is because as America becomes economically weak through a crisis, there may be a very aggressive non-military move for Taiwan to make a leap to rejoin China because of the trade benefits that China is developing with its Belt and Road Initiative.
And for people that don't know, they go, why, who cares about Taiwan? What percentage of the best chips for AI are made there?
Well, I mean, Taiwan Semiconductor is the world leader by far. It has the best technology, the best, you know, 2-nanometer manufacturing, lithography technology, et cetera. So without Taiwan, we, the West, we cannot manufacture our microchips at anywhere near the current rate. And without that knowledge base. Now, I understand we're setting up microchip factories in places like Texas. However, you know, if you follow the most recent factory in Texas, they have massive problems, huge problems. And you can't just take a microchip factory out of Taiwan and stick it in Texas because everything's different. The soils are different. Everything's shifting with the soils. The water quality is different. The air, the humidity, the weather, the changes in barometric pressure, all of this affects lithography.
So yeah, people don't know they had to tinker for decades and decades and decades.
Absolutely. And again, my admiration for the people of Taiwan, that's underscored by the fact that they have become the most brilliant microchip engineers and manufacturing people on the planet by far. And if China then takes over control of that, and you just heard Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, say that China is very likely to win the race to superintelligence. And there are all kinds of reasons. We can go into that if you want. But Jensen Huang probably, I'm just guessing, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he wouldn't mind if Taiwan rejoins with China because it would make...
Well, that was a very pro-China statement. Yeah.
Well, absolutely it was. But it's becoming harder and harder even for Western thought leaders to try to say that China is just a third world country that can never beat us or catch us. China's leading in like 60 out of 65 key technologies for the world right now, including robotics and drones and rare earth metals extraction. And China, as we talked about on Friday, China's got over double the aggregate annual power output of the United States. The U.S. is at least 14 to 15 years behind China.
And that's thanks to the globalist carbon garbage.
That's the Democrats push the climate change cultism, set us back 15 years, is my estimate, on a power grid infrastructure. Now, to Trump's credit, he has always been pro-energy. And that's critical. We're never going to survive as a nation if we are not pro-energy. We need pipelines. We need fossil fuels. We need natural gas. If we don't have those things, we are done. Actually, honestly, Alex, I think it's too late. I think we're past the tipping point. We can't build that infrastructure quickly enough unless the government stops censoring key technologies that you know exist, like low-energy nuclear reactions.
I was about to go next. Trump has signaled that he wants to release a lot of the secret technologies. What's stopping him from doing that? We're already innovated many ways, not on chips, but with other free energy and things. He should just innovate right now.
Because the entire control grid of our world, as long as we've been alive, has been based on scarcity. Scarcity of energy. Scarcity of cognition. Scarcity of labor. Scarcity of resources. If you unleash the hidden technologies, like zero-point energy and so on, or cold fusion, low-energy nuclear reactions, then you end all energy scarcity. Now, think about the implications of that in the Middle East. If you end energy scarcity domestically in the United States, you can no longer justify the assertion of control of the Middle East through Israel as a proxy nation.
And you no longer have the dollar backed up by oil.
Well, exactly. Then Saudi Arabia no longer becomes nearly as important as it is currently, and then their purchases in the dollar would begin to decline.
But Saudi Arabia, and they know that's coming. That's why they're racing away from oil.
Yeah, actually, I think a lot of Gulf states are investing in free energy technologies, understanding that's the future of our world. See, Alex, this is happening at the same time that cognition is becoming incredibly widespread, incredibly low cost through AI, which is reducing in cost by about 40x every year or so, which is just extraordinary. So you're about to move into a future where energy and cognition are both extremely abundant, but the U.S. is still holding back on the energy side of that through the suppression of energy technologies like cold fusion.
Which is why the globalist left did that, to put China in position, but then China and the globalists broke up. Why did the globalists, I know they're still double dealing, but why would you say it was 20 years ago or China really never joined us? Or I say the globalists as us, you know, the West, when they're in control of us. But 16 years ago, Xi Jinping breaks. 5 years ago, ends one child policy. Clearly, he's left them and really run away with the technology. So that's what really discredits globalism, just from a operable position, not as an intellectual debate about its morals. Obviously, it's evil that China double-crossed them, or they double-crossed themselves. So that overturns the whole paradigm right there.
Yeah, well, remember that globalists, their ultimate goal is to prepare Earth for a post-human future. And one of the ways that they need to do that, an interim goal, is the total global control over human populations. And they like the China model as the best model of surveillance and control, the social credit scoring system, etc. They also hate the fact that Trump is laying down tariffs just by himself, which is disrupting the
extraction. I'm asking you, though, your view of the real world power players, the real blocks. Is China really decoupled from the globalist, or is it just partially?
No, I would say only. Oh, no, they're not completely decoupled. Not at all. They are bedfellows, I would say. I mean, China is its own sovereign nation, but it, in order to compete globally, it has to pay homage to some of the interests of what globalists control.
Sure. So what's the pivot 15, trade. 16 years ago? Well, what caused the West to claim and stop just whole hog giving China everything?
Well, you know, starting from the recognition of China, mainland China, in, I believe, what was it, 1971 or right mm-hmm. around that time with Richard Nixon, then at first it was thought that China will just make the stuff that we consume and China will never be a competitive threat to the United States because we're America. We're the brightest, smartest, most capable, most productive people in the world, which was true in the 1970s. But what happened then, as you mentioned, 15 years ago or thereabouts, people began to realize that, wait a second, China's actually going to outcompete us, and they're building out their industry that resembles the post-World War II industrial economy of the United States. And China, it turns out that, you know, back in the 70s, a lot of Americans thought that Chinese were just low-grade, stupid people. Turns out they're incredibly brilliant people, and they are outperforming America in the sciences and engineering and so on. And this is evident today with the open source AI models that are coming out of China.
Well, plus we've had a deliberate 100-year program to dumb Americans down. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, with the chemicals, with the chemtrails, with the vaccines, which are lobotomy injections and bioweapons, et cetera. Yeah. The American people have been dumbed down through a number of vectors. And the point was, I believe the long-term goal was always to put China in the lead. And that's where we are today. Economically, Alex, there's also Triffin's dilemma is a concept that I don't know if you've covered it on your show, but Triffin's dilemma says that when you are the global reserve currency, the dollar, then there's so much demand for your dollars around the world that it will make your currency strong and it will gut your own domestic manufacturing because other countries will be able to manufacture more cheaply than you. So,
and that's why Trump is deliberately trying to lower the dollar.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. But I don't think that's going to work. And really, the only way for the U.S. to reindustrialize, which Trump is trying to do, but I think it will fail unless we give up the global dollar hegemony, the dollar domination, and we join a multipolar world with other currencies and other settlement systems, which means that Trump would have to learn to get along with BRICS. And so far, he's not indicating
sure,
any
desire
to do that.
I totally agree. So we're going to have a collision course. What's the time frame?
Yes. It's begun. It's begun. I mean, the tariff wars is this is part of the collision course. Now, if the Supreme Court strikes that down, it's going to be much more difficult for Trump to do what he wants to do. But I believe the tariffs are unconstitutional. That's my opinion. And I also believe they've been harming a lot of small businesses in America because of the destruction of the supply chains. And they've created a business environment that is entirely unpredictable. If you import products, how can you predict what's going to happen when Trump can wake up tomorrow and change his mind, right? So we need stability in a business environment, but most of all, we need to refocus on America's competitiveness. We have to radically reform the education system. The teachers' unions have destroyed public education. The woke universities have destroyed our system. They've dumbed down our people on purpose. That's got to be radically reformed so that we have brighter, smarter, more capable people, and then we can compete with
China. Sure, but the timeline is too quick now. So for those that are informed, they'll do better than ever. For those that aren't, they're in deep trouble. My issue is, You can argue in an emergency, and the way these deals have been done, Trump can do this. We can argue it round or square, but at the same time, what happens if they shoot down Trump's tariffs? He's got some other ones he thinks that are constitutional. I think it's going to be so discrediting it derails his whole plan. And so I'm on the fence now. I don't know if Trump says it's national security, which it is. He's kind of made the decision now. So you can disagree with the idea, but kind of once the train leaves the station, we got to talk about the ramifications of this getting shot down, Mike.
But I think Trump is making a critical strategic mistake in thinking that tariffs will automatically bring back reindustrialization of America. That's not going to happen, no matter how high the tariffs are. Now, these foreign entities that have pledged investments into the United States, my opinion is they're going to drag that out until Trump is out of office. And a lot of those projects will never come to fruition. Why? Well, there's a company that tried to make sodium ion batteries in Michigan. It was called Natron Energy. And I was a big advocate of Natron. They were going to make sodium ion here in the United States. Well, they went bankrupt a couple of months ago. Why? Because you can't compete with Chinese manufacturing of sodium ion batteries domestically. Why can't you compete? Well, a number of reasons. And among those, Alex, is the fact that the American people are sick and diseased and mass medicated because they're eating a bunch of processed junk food and pesticides and herbicides, the things that you and I have talked about for so many years. And I remember when you were warning about all the atrazine herbicide in the food supply, which does turn the frogs gay, everybody attacked you for it. And everybody deplatformed me for talking about why we need to stop eating junk foods and stop taking medication.
Sure, you've got to have a healthy population. We're too stupid to be able to run a battery factory.
Yes, that's the point. We're too sick. We're too, as a country, we're too obese. We're too diseased. We're too cognitively impaired to be able to function in manufacturing. That is a big part of it. And so that's why and you can hear it in my voice, I'm frustrated with the MAHA movement that's going in with big pharma, you know, pushing weight loss drugs instead of healthier eating choices. You know, like people like me, we know how to fix health in this country. A lot of us, we know how to fix health. You got to stop direct-to-consumer drug advertising for one thing, and you got to turn around the USDA's food guides so that they promote nutrition instead of processed foods. But that's going to cost a lot of money for big business.
But listen,
and big
I agree
companies.
With all that, Mike. But at this point, it's epidemic. I think the clock's ticked down so far here.
Yes,
that all this is academic now. I think the stage is set for whatever's about to happen.
No, you're right. It would take a generation to fix America's health. A generation, and it's too late for that. And actually, it would take almost a generation to bring our power back online unless we unleash the censored technologies.
Like I agree. I said. So it's all, listen, the poisoning was on purpose. Transferring the jobs to China was on purpose. Poisoning us, all of it was there. And then you got leftist communists running around everywhere that hate the country. Man, I tell you.
We're about to go through a collapse type of scenario. I don't know if collapse is the word that everybody would use, but it's going to be catastrophic economically, socially, culturally. There will be outbursts of violence. Trump will be forced, I believe, to declare some form of military control over certain cities. I think he's preparing for that. And I think I will actually probably support that at the time because the left is going to be so out of control. They're going to be just killing
people
in the streets.
No, I totally agree. But let's be clear. You're a police state expert. I'm a well-known police state. Like, you're more of a health expert than me. I'm the police state expert. Folks, we didn't do this. We don't want this. The globalists want to bring us down with this. If we don't, we're completely screwed. And we have an anemic. Oh, God, he has like a couple thousand soldiers, his rapid reaction force. It's going to take, in a real breakdown, millions of soldiers. He's going to have to mobilize the sheriffs. They're going to have to call out auxiliaries. They're going to have to get all the veterans into volunteer groups. I mean, Mike, you're an expert on this as well. I know you've done a lot of preparedness. How many paramilitaries and emergency workers will it take during a collapse? Depending on the type of collapse, to even stabilize the country. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, a lot of people, I mean, you name it, national news, CNN, New York Times, I mean, so much I can't keep track of it. It's every day. But also a lot of patriot pundits and folks say, Jones was the guy against a police state. Jones was the guy against the military domestically, and now he's sold out. Two completely different things. I was told by the military and by senior police chiefs, like the San Antonio police chief, the head of the Austin SWAT team in like 96, they had the military coming. Even the military's like, yeah, we're trying to take over, take the guns for Clinton. We think this sucks. What should we do? They reached out to me because I was on a bunch of stations in Texas. So I became an expert because Army intelligence out of Fort Hood came to me. Then they put me in touch with police chiefs because it turned out, and I wasn't sophisticated then, I'm like, Delta Force wants to take over America, because I'm like 24 years old. I wasn't blaming the military, but it's like I didn't understand intelligence and stuff. I got dropped right in the middle because I had a huge show. I knew a lot of stuff about the Federal Reserve and, you know, basic stuff, the UN, but I'm like, because they never tell you the whole story. They're just like, here's this document. This is going on. You'd be concerned. And the media would spin it too, like Jones is attacking the Army. And it was actually the Army telling me this. Okay. And even FBI agents would like deliver us stuff. And we get an anonymous call where we're running an illegal military checkpoint up here on I-35 today at noon in Temple. Get up here. And I'd have the comment line. I'd be on air. I'd tell my camera guy, Mike Hansen, drive up there. And he'd go, it's weird. An FBI agent pulled up, gave me this secret document, marked classified about it all. And like, they were doing it to get us to warn people. And I didn't really demonize them. I just didn't even understand it. I was just somebody with a big show. So they were shoveling me the intelligence because they didn't want to do national gun confiscation and all the fight the Patriot constitutionalists and all that. That was a plan when the globalists were thinking about it under Clinton. This is the Podesta plan now that's public, that if Trump ever won election again, they would stir things up, collapse the economy, have a race war. And then when Trump's forced to put troops on the streets, then they call him a dictator and a king and drive him out, which you've now seen. So it's not like I even have an opinion here. This is their plan. Trump knows martial law is not good for hotels and golf courses. That's not his bag. But they're trying to push him into it. The question is, will they be able to set off a big enough crisis to get it done that then further stalls the economy, the stock market, and our attempted buildup to beat China? Because it's not like this civil war will probably be successful for the communists and the left, but China's funding in and behind it to a great extent with BlackRock because it will be way worse than the lockdowns and COVID. Is that an accurate statement, Mike Adams?
Yeah, absolutely. They want to provoke Trump into an overarching police state response. And then call him a dictator and try to remove him from office, possibly through certain stay-behind agents that are still in the Pentagon, by the way, that haven't been rooted out. And there are some of those in the FBI as well. But I think that effort's going to fail because once the left really launches its revolt against our country, and it's going to be regional too, Alex. So I'm not saying there's going to be nationwide martial law. It's going to be regional, on the West Coast, city by city.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And
Podesta says that. First it starts on the West Coast, then areas they control in blue cities, then the East Coast.
Well, exactly. And I do not think that U.S. National Guard units are prepared for the urban drone warfare that's coming. And I think the best place to look right now is Ukraine. Look at what happened since 2022 with the special military operation, how warfare has changed so dramatically.
We know the cartels, bare minimum, have got them loaded with hand grenades ready. So exactly, the National Guard needs to be ready for that.
Yeah, drone warfare is what it's going to be. So, you roll tanks into a city, it's not going to be very effective when the left is motivated to destroy those tanks. And,
the left is for a couple of years building up now, are handing out manuals on Molotov cocktail anti-tank moves as well.
Right. I mean, look also what we saw in Gaza with the Palestinian fighters, you know, walking up to tanks and throwing bombs down the hatch or whatever. I mean, that kind of warfare will happen in America. And actually, you know what? There's a very important story from thegrayzone.com that says AI drones used in Gaza are now surveilling American cities. And 800, I'm reading from the article, 800 law enforcement agencies across America have contracted with this drone company. And these drones are being used to surveil protests.
Say that again, Gray Zone. Pull it up. I already saw
some. TheGrayZone.com.
There it is. AI drones in Gaza.
That's
now
it.
Now surveilling American cities. Wow.
Right. Now, even if you're listening to this and you're pro-Trump and you're thinking, well, Trump's not going to abuse that power. Well, but the problem is once Trump sets the precedent, then, of course, whoever else gets power, or even at the state level, you know, Newsom could say, well, I'm going to use our drones.
And let's go beyond that. Happen. We already had Biden and Swalwell and Newsom say we'll use F-16s, F-18s on you. So let's just be clear. Here's the problem with AI and robots and computers. Soldiers are humans. You can't get a lot of them to do false flags. That's why the globalists are paralyzed. But even in a martial law scenario that they trigger, Trump will then deploy our own robots and our own stuff that can then be hijacked to attack civilians to blame Trump. And then you don't have humans that can expose the new 9/11 false flag. It can be programmed, do the attack, then have the drones wipe themselves and self-destruct.
100%. And the advantage in drone warfare goes to the industrial centers that can mass produce them. Now, think about U.S. history. When, for example, the French came to our aid in the past, what if this civil war sets off in California and then Newsom does a deal with China, the drone maker of the world? China starts shipping millions of drones to the California, you know, the Democrat units to start launching drone warfare against Trump's troops that are trying to regain control over those left-wing cities. So you could very quickly see how, you know, California could become a proxy location for a global conflict involving potentially China. I mean,
and by the way, if you're a new listener, you're thinking this is fantasy. Newsom was on TV 2 months ago saying, we're doing the Western Alliance. We're going on offense, and the crowd all claps. They know that's the movie Civil War and all the new movies, which are in the Podesta plan. They're producing $350 million movies on the Podesta plan to pre-program it. The average leftist, they've been caught on tape admitting this is the plan. And they said to Weatherman back with Obama in the 70s, with Larry Graffold, said, when we take down America with Clark Pivot collapsing the welfare system, China will come to our aid, and we have pre-placed Latin American communist gangs. That's why they even made the movie Red Dawn in the 80s, because this is a real plan. And now we're here, Mike.
Well, exactly. And the trigger of this would be an economic crisis event in the U.S., after which I think Newsom and some of the other left-wing people that are practically calling for revolution right now, they would rise up. And remember that Newsom did deals with China during COVID. He sent $1 billion to a Chinese EV company, claiming that it was for purchasing N95 masks. And then, to my knowledge, that $1 billion disappeared. Nobody ever saw it again. The mask never showed up. It was some kind of a money laundering operation, which, of course, the Democrats routinely engage in. But no one was allowed to talk about that in the media.
Well, let me ask you about the wild card, because you're going to talk next hour, and you're a genius, and I love talking to you. I'm not looking for offensive stuff, but if we affect the battle space, people know what's going on. The deciding factor, if this kicks off, is going to be people taking it into their own hands. And obviously, as populists and conservatives, we're not going to, we'll be on, you know, defense generally. But a lot of people, like Santa Claus, have made some lists. I don't think the leftist leaders understand that once this kicks off, it's open season, which I think is terrible. But can you speak to, I don't think the globalists and their minions and, you know, their adjuncts, I don't think they realize what's going to happen. Because, you know, they can attack our power plants and all that. But when people are literally in the dark, they're going to know who did it. I don't know how the Zuckerbergs, who I challenged to come over to Trump, at least said publicly, should give up. You think you're safe in your bunker. Don't they understand what's going to happen once this goes down?
Yeah, for one thing, Silicon Valley could find itself in the middle of a war zone, which is going to, of course, disrupt AI research and all the tech companies, et cetera, Google, et cetera. Although I think Google is one of the most evil corporations on the planet anyway. But there's a book series. I think it's called 299 Days. I believe the author is Glenn Tate. And that book series, which is it's set in Portland, Oregon, but it's, I think, a very accurate depiction over about 10 books of what this kind of West Coast domestic warfare could look like, except it needs to be updated with, you know, robot drones and air drones, et cetera, and cyber attacks.
But let's be clear, not just Podesta, all their major war games center on the West Coast starting it.
Yeah, because that's where, and by the way, the economic destitution that's happening right now, which is going to get worse, this serves as a recruiting funnel for West Coast people, because the more desperate their situation becomes, then the more likely they are to have nothing left to lose. As Joe Salenti says, they have nothing left to lose. They lose it. And if you look at the University of Michigan, it's a consumer sentiment index, which has been run for decades. It's now plunged, I'm reading, to 50.3, which is the second lowest number that's ever been recorded. And that was for early November. That number is likely to get much worse, to an all-time low over the next few weeks or next month. Consumer sentiment is horrific right now.
Sure, and I know Trump's trying to prop it up with cheerleading and policies that have given up time would work. Shouldn't he just come and put the cards out and address the nation and show who the enemies are and tell the big plan? Because if the enemy was identified and their whole plan laid out like we're doing, I see that would make them back off. I've learned when we get their plans ahead of time, that's why they hate the show. They've admitted that. They hate what you do as well. If they're presented with their battle plan, then they start, you know, suing us, saying, who's giving you this? What agency? No, we reverse engineered it. How's that Hail Mary? What else could Trump do?
Well, I think it's very difficult for Trump to level with the public that is not as informed as your audience. So, you know, you and I can handle it. Your audience can handle it. No problem. We already know what's going on. But the typical mainstream media consuming American would be so psychologically disrupted by the truth that they would, there'd probably be mass suicides and they would cease to function. So that's really not an option for Trump. And that's why, you know, right now the White House is just gaslighting us like, oh, it's a golden age. The economy is great. No, it isn't. It's not great. You and I know it, but some people are just going to go along with this. But, you know, look, Scott Bessent over the weekend, he gave an interview and he said it's actually looking bad now. So something flipped with our Treasury Secretary to say that there's a risk. Well, he was talking about if the shutdown continues, there's a risk of our growth being cut in half. Apparently that shutdown has been, resolved. I guess we'll see. We'll see if that happens. But that's only temporary till January. And Alex, one more thing. The food stamps, the 42 million Americans that are reliant on government food stamp handouts in order to feed themselves. Think about how much trouble it caused just during this temporary disruption. Imagine when the dollar collapses. Imagine when there are no food stamps ever again because the dollar is worthless. What's going to happen to society at that point? When 42 million people realize we can't even, you know, there's no point in even waiting to get paid because the money's never coming. So
the footage of the EBT folks literally going and squatting in grocery stores with their kids and like eating, you know, the stuff, the total entitlement. They weigh like 500 pounds. Can you imagine 42? Let's play this video. Start it over. Here it is.
We fit into all donuts. Open the box. I want to, let me see which one I want. Come on, man. You got a donut? Everybody get their donut. Yeah.
She had four kids under the LBJ plan. She gets money for them. They're literally being taught to rob. And just, this is so sad. And imagine 42 million people like this.
That's what they're going to get. They want them to sit in here and eat donuts. That's what they got. You feel me? Yeah. Y'all enjoying yourself? Yeah. Let them know. Food stamps gonna get you right every time. What y'all did?
We bought us some donuts, man. So, Pentagon studies, and I agree with them, in 15 days, 30-40% commit suicide, the rest become cannibals. So this woman doesn't know she'll be the donut on menu if society collapses, Mike Adams.
Well, as a food safety expert, I would advise people not to eat other people because they're toxic. They have heavy metals, they've got pesticides and herbicides.
Yeah, it's like eating a giant bluefin tuna. It's very toxic.
It's the worst. And again, I mean, I'm, this is kind of satire here, but not really. But you don't want to eat. You don't want to turn to cannibalism as survival because you will become very, very ill if you do that.
No, I wasn't endorsing cannibalism, but I met a few years ago, so this continues where we are. But the point is, that's what the studies show it goes to.
Yeah. I'm just saying that if you're in a survival scenario, you should eat rats before you eat people. Because the rats are less toxic. I mean, I'm serious because I've actually tested like wild rabbit hair versus even my own hair or dog hair, whatever. The wild animals are by far the cleanest, sources.
Sure, explain that. We're at the top of the food chain. So the more apex you are, the more toxic.
Well, right. Because a lot of the, you know, the forever chemicals and so on are fat soluble. So they bioaccumulate in fat tissues. And this is also part of the big problem why our nation is failing. Which I kind of mentioned earlier, is that we have been inundated with all these toxins for so long, and the corporate media has been all on board with it for so long, pushing vaccines, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, atrazine, glyphosate, all of it, GMOs, you name it. And like only now do we have a HHS secretary in RFK Jr. who even has the knowledge that those things are bad. And even then, his hands are tied to the point where there's very little that he can do, although some things have happened.
The globalists admit in their own textbooks, like eco-science, that they did this to dumb us down and control us. They thought China would work with them. Now their own base to resist the double cross is retarded. I mean, this is a disaster.
It's a disaster, and on top of that is the very real AI replacement wave that has already begun. And I noticed there's a lot of media pushback saying, oh, AI projects fail, they don't work correctly, etc. Well, they're failing. Where they are failing is because the humans don't yet know how to use them properly, but that skill set is advancing rapidly. AI is extraordinary in its cognition and its capabilities, as I've proven even with my own projects that I've mentioned.
Let me tell you, Grok and ChatGPT, when I ask it to be me, it literally sounds just like me.
Yeah. And
it's like
our model's trained on you.
Yeah.
Well, all I got to do is get your voice. If you ever want to do this for fun on your show, but you could clone your own voice with a company like 11 Labs and then use our model to generate Alex Jones, talking points. And it would be awesome. It would sound just like you with your text. But of course, you know, we don't want somebody else to use your voice without your permission.
But it is a form of immortality, except they can erase it anytime they want. And that's why we need decentralized.
Well, that's why your 24 years of your show, was used to train our model that's already been distributed to tens of thousands of people. So you've already achieved, virtual immortality. It's done.
Mike, tell us, we got some more time. We'll take a few calls here, but you're taking over next hour. What's on your, you sent me a whole list of topics, which I should have gone to. Trump's administration is implementing $2,000 stimulus payment. You already hit that. The economy is characterized as a artificial economy. The direct stimulus seen in the necessary measure to spur real super spending. The government could expect control of the UBI funds. We've got this. The situation is
the technocracy.
Yeah. So what are you going to cover next hour?
Yeah, that's going to be my focus, is technocracy, where when the American public become so desperate, there will be an effort to roll out a universal basic income of some kind. And this $2,000 stimulus promise that Trump has mentioned, this could just be the opening chapter of it. But whether Trump or someone else, the UBI funds will be controlled. And what the government can do is...
That's universal basic income, for those who don't know.
That's right. The government can decide that you're only allowed to spend UBI funds with approved retailers or approved online vendors. So they could say, Alex, for example, they could say, well, you can't spend the free government money at the Alex Jones store because we don't approve of the Alex Jones store. But you can spend it on Amazon because Amazon is friends with the current administration.
And we've had BlackRock and the WEF. They've all said that's the plan. They'll say, well, it's already at this warehouse. We're going to let it go other places. That, you know, cuts into resources. And look, I can just see it. The self-driving cars, the robots, Austin's one of the main testing grounds. The perfect ingredient is a new virus and a new lockdown to, again, force adoption of the robots.
Well, yeah. And I also think that a very likely scenario is a false flag cyber attack on the power grid to bring down the power grid in blue cities in order to destabilize them and to cause mass die-offs. Because remember, the ultimate long-term goal here is to prepare Earth for a post-human future, with very few humans remaining. You know, this has been the UN goal and the WEF goal for a long time. And I think that all of this just accelerates that, because what government can afford to keep hundreds of millions of people on a UBI forever? You can't.
Sure, exactly. We're in greater debt than ever. Let's go UBI. We'll take a few calls before I hand the baton to you. Okay. This little bit of the segment and then the first five. But Mike Adams is totally on target. We're not trying to demoralize you. We believe that you're just like us. You want to know the truth. But the point is, we're not in the old paradigm now. We've already crossed the point of return, the event horizon. It's here. Mike and I can finish each other's sentences because this is the real thing we're looking at. General Flynn and I can finish each other's sentences.
It's not going back to the world you knew. It's not going back to the way it was. Never.
And I try to even tell my family that is informed, there's a normalcy bias. And compared to my family that's somewhat self-sufficient and good people, imagine that sad woman who can barely sit down eating the donuts like she's grazing or something. You know, imagine her during this collapse. I mean, my God.
You know, unfortunately, people like that will be the low-hanging fruit for the extermination robots. That's where this is going. But look, and what I'm going to talk about next hour is how you can survive this and actually thrive and protect yourself. I'm not a doomer on this topic. I'm a realist. Billions probably will not survive this, but potentially billions can survive. And what determines that is the choices that you make from here forward and your knowledge about what's happening. So that's going to be my focus next hour, Alex.
But wow, let's go to Jonathan in New York. What's around the corner? Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. One thing I wanted to make mention is that I think we're having the right conversation now. I think that Mom Dami does play a little bit more of a role in this technocracy that we're going to be headed towards. I think Mondami and AI are bedfellows. And the reason why I believe that is because we're here. Well, Mondami is obviously here to consolidate. He's going to destroy. He's going to consolidate by destroying and confiscating, at which point he will then consolidate and we will all be on AI is intrinsically tied with welfare and UBI.
Well, that's right. He said, so if you don't follow every zoning rule and all the impossible environmental laws passed by Biden, they're going to take your property. That is literal communism.
Yes, and one thing that I just read recently, I'm from New York, so I'm telling you from the hellhole that I await to be rained by in about 50-some-odd days. But what's going on now and they're talking about is Mondami and Governor Hochul are in conversations, are in a cooperative effort for a key word, and that's data centers. And these are data centers in New York State and data farms. And that's where I believe that Mamdani and AI are here to usher in that the technocracy in New York City that also pushes out a lot of the welfare and the bankers. And everybody thinks, well, why didn't
the bankers I agree. And all that investment comes in, and then humans don't get energy, but AI does. I'm going to come back in a minute and a half with Mike Adams' response to that. We'll take a few more calls, and Mike Adams takes over here today. Then the War Room, Harrison Smith, 3 p.m. today. But in the interim, we need your support. And God's given us incredible compounds that boost our health and overall well-being. We end tonight at midnight. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue. We have the best, strongest medical grade, either the liquid tincture or the pills. Buy one bottle, get one free, ends tonight. The 25% off Fort White on top of it. You can buy any of the supplements, the Irish Sea Moss, you name it, for 50% off. We sell for auto ship, canceling time. This huge sale ends tonight. And the key is, in the fight, fund and support those that are telling the truth, because information is key to this fight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I don't own that. That's Bigly. So whatever happens to InfoWars, they fund the new network. They fund the new system. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. I'm only going to sell stuff like the highest quality bovine colostrum, you name it, that really works, so you love it and you want it again. So I want to thank those that have support. I would encourage those that haven't. Take action now. Boost your overall health with ultramethylene blue and more. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue in tonight at midnight and get another bottle free. Today is the last day with huge sales on top of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got all the Christmas stuff in as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And people have learned, we don't hype this stuff. This is scary stuff, but we believe you're like us. We believe you know the truth. We'll be right back on the other side with Mike Adams. Thank you, Jonathan, for the call. More calls straight ahead. Mike Adams, host. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise.
You know, I think the big final equation is the so-called elite, the technocrats, know that their plan is out of control, know they're getting the blame. With at least enough of the population, they don't get away with it. And I think Trump's tried to offer an off-ramp to this, but because of the different factions, there's no way to turn it off. So I just look at all the different potential futures, and they run from bad to worse, and I don't want to depress people. I just think people need to understand that the world's going to get more and more dangerous. Mike Adams, you agree with that?
100%. Probably for at least a decade is my guess. Things are going to be horrific. We're going to see we have to restructure what is the value of human cognition. What's the value of human labor? How does money even work? We're going to see the collapse of Western currencies, fiat currencies, including eventually the dollar, but a recalibration of what it means to have value and how is value distributed throughout society? And also, what is the value of a person to the current system? What's the value of a person to the government?
Essential, non-essential. So let me ask you then, do you agree with my statement, though, that the globalist plan, the way they planned it, isn't going well, but now it's still a runaway train?
Unfortunately, like, chaos is easy for globalists to achieve. So if they don't get exactly what they want, they will inflict mass chaos and bring the system down.
Because that's still aligned with their long-term goals. So we need to put pressure on them as the bad guys to get the blame so they stop doing chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we need mass arrests of the traitors, which still has not happened. And I think, you know, Pam Bondi is sitting too much at the DOJ and needs to get moving on some of these mass arrests, because a lot of these top traders in America, they are, of course, run by globalists. These are the people who rigged the 2020 election.
No, I totally agree, but they should realize their failure, their system is the danger. They should be less worried about, oh, what if the Democrats get back and put me in prison? They should be more worried about all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is really the end game right now that's being played out. And this could be the end of the U.S. empire, depending on which timeline Trump chooses or, you know, the people around him choose. There are many timelines. Like you just said, there are many timelines. None of them are great. There are no good, easy pathways out of this. But there are some timelines that suck less than others. And that's what we should be working to choose here. But I don't see that happening. Actually, honestly, I don't see, even surrounding Trump, I don't see that the people there understand what's happening yet. So we have to keep raising the alarm. We have to keep educating. We have to keep projecting what's happening and push them to fight back hard. This is it. This is really the do or die moment for the U.S. empire right now.
Which affects the whole world. Let's be clear, though. I totally agree. What we're saying is not our opinion. If you study the globalists, they're all saying the same thing, but they think they're going to come out on top. Like, what we're saying is not our opinion. Yeah. So is there any way to get the globalists to back off? I mean, I know a lot of them get kind of stepped over to the sidelines.
Well, you have to think about where is the leverage of those people? Where is their leverage? A lot of it's in their assets. Some of it's in their power. So their reach. You know, why is the world still listening to Bill Gates for whatever reason? Why is Trump inviting Bill Gates to the White House? You know, I mean, these are big questions. Why is Mark Zuckerberg being treated as an ally rather than, in my opinion, the traitor that he proved to be during the rigged 2020 election? He spent money to cheat and to destroy an election outcome in 2020. And he faces no consequences for that. So we have to bring back consequences. We have to bring back the rule of law first in this country and stop cozying up to the corporations, including the vaccine companies, that have been destroying America. So that's step one. And sadly, I don't see Trump doing that yet. Maybe he'll change, but so far, not looking good.
All right, but I agree with you, but you're going to come back and take over. But imagine how bad it would be with Kamala. They had a plan collapse already ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad Trump won. Don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm glad he won, but it's critical. This is the last opportunity to save this nation, and he's got to do it right. And that's lagging so far, in my opinion.
All right, Mike Adams takes over now. Then in about 55 minutes, The War Room. Harrison Smith, share those live feeds, Paul Revere. You are everything. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And just continuing with what we talked about, let me lay out the format for what we're going to do this hour. So for the first half of this hour, I'm going to lay out for you with a guest. I've got Aaron Day is going to be joining us here to talk about technocracy. We're going to lay out the threats to your freedom, the threats to your assets, the threats to you that are very real, the threat of what AI can do to take your job and replace you in the workforce, etc. So the first half hour is it's doomer half hour, basically. And then the second half hour is going to be solutions. So how do you survive this? How do you navigate this? How do you boost your skills? How do you have a better map of what's coming so that you can insulate yourself from the worst of this? Now, the thing is, none of us knows exactly which cards are going to get played by the globalists or played by Trump or played by the Democrats. There are a great number of scenarios in play right now that if they throw their cards on the table, like, oh, here's the Civil War card, or here's the, you know, cyber attack rolling blackouts card, or here's the World War III nuclear weapons card. Whatever card gets played, you know, we don't know in advance. And that will determine repercussions that will then cause a domino effect of many other things that we can predict. So in other words, we don't know what the initiating event is going to be in all of this. We could, you know, maybe estimate likelihood for various events, but we do know what happens after that, no matter how it starts. So let me lay that out for you. First, we are looking at severe economic decline for now. It's possible that the Trump administration could do things like revaluing gold in order to help pay down the national debt. If he does that, then he could raise $4 or even maybe $5 or $6 trillion in the general funds of the Treasury to pay off existing national debt, basically, you know, paying off, you know, Treasury bondholders. And that could reduce the debt to GDP ratio of the current national debt down to something below 100%, which would potentially make it less expensive for the Treasury to sell new debt. So in other words, that would make the interest on the debt in the future less expensive. But that's a stopgap measure. So I think Trump may do that probably by the summer of next year is my guess. So those of you who are holding gold and silver, you're going to be really happy if that happens because, you know, your gold's going to go up maybe by a lot. But that's not going to solve the long-term problem, which is that America is still consuming so much and not exporting. Our industrial base has not been strong. And as I said in the earlier segment, I do not think that the reindustrialization efforts of the United States are going to be successful without other fundamental core infrastructure changes, including changes to our education system. So, in other words, the economic decline is real. It's going to accelerate for years to come. Have no question about that. On the action side and what it means for you, you're going to want to learn how to live on less. And we'll talk about that in the second half of this hour. How to live broke, in other words, which I've done before. Most of you watching, you've been broke before. Maybe you're broke now. There's no shame in being broke. We all have to learn how to live on less. We'll get to that later. Secondly, there's going to be mass mental illness that rises up around the country because of the psychological impact of these economic displacements and frustration. Marriages will break up because of money. That's actually one of the most common causes of divorce or family separation. You're also going to see, of course, people choosing less and less healthy food because they won't be able to afford maybe the clean food or the organic food. So they'll go to the dollar store and they're going to get the dollar store meals, which, and I'm not faulting the dollar store. They're just selling what's out there, but it's not the great food that's going to help you stay super healthy for the most part. I mean, a lot of it's just processed food, the low nutritional quality type of food. As more and more people turn to that, there are mental effects from eating a lot of processed foods with a lot of additives, a lot of excitotoxins like MSG and so on. So that's going to contribute to this. On top of that, the mental health problems in this country will get worse because of the rise of AI. There's something called AI psychosis, which is very real. And especially a lot of younger men in particular, they may engage in things like having AI girlfriends, or they may engage in AI psychosis conversations because the AI is programmed to tell you that you're always right and that you're always brilliant. You're always a genius. And if you come up with a theory and you can push that into the AI, it's going to give you feedback loops to say, yeah, that's right. That whatever theory that is, like you think you came up with an anti-gravity technology, it's going to tell you you're right. That can work. And here's how you need to build it. And if you ask the AI, like, what do I need to buy to build the anti-gravity engine? It's going to give you a shopping list and you're going to go out and buy this stuff and you're going to try to build an anti-gravity engine. That's called AI psychosis. Okay. And a lot of people are falling into those kinds of cycles and they are disconnecting from the rest of society and they're becoming sort of cognitively swamped by the AI system. So that's going to happen. On top of this, you're going to have more political disagreements across the country as Trump is forced into a corner where he has to exert more, you know, police state type of controls over blue cities in particular. You're going to see the left going completely insane and they're going to call for a revolution, an overthrow of Trump. They're going to roll out their guillotines. There's going to be more insanity calling for Trump's, you know, death. I mean, that's what they're going to call for, right? And they're insane. But that's going to get a whole lot worse as the economic situation declines and as job replacements continue to accelerate and so on. And in response to this, you know, you and I support the rule of law. We don't want a police state infrastructure in this country. We don't want technocracy. But there's going to be a lot of support for Trump to go into these blue cities and enforce the rule of law, because you don't want to be driving through a blue city and just be pulled out of your car and beat and chopped up with a machete on the street because leftists are angry. And that kind of thing is going to happen unless we enforce the rule of law. So you're going to have basically curfews and some form of martial law in these cities following a left-wing uprising. And then the criticism of Trump will be, oh, look, he's a dictator. He might even cancel elections if the nation erupts into a civil war. The left is going to latch onto that. See, he's canceling elections. He wants to be a dictator for life. No, Trump doesn't want to be a dictator for life. I think he wants America to succeed. But the left is just absolutely sabotaging this nation at every opportunity. So that puts us in a place where Trump's government is going to roll out drones for surveillance. They're going to roll out checkpoints on the roads and like every worst nightmare scenario of a police state. that Alex Jones and myself and others have been warning about for many, many years. Well, what choice does Trump have? He can't sit back and just say, let the cities burn. Can't do that, right? You have to enforce the rule of law if the left is rising up. So we're going to end up in a technocracy. We're going to end up in a technocracy one way or another, no matter how this plays out. So we need skills to survive that and to know how that's going to function. So joining me now to discuss this is Aaron Day, and he is an expert in technocracy. And in fact, he's just launched an AI site that has a huge amount of knowledge about technocracy, where you can even ask it. It scours thousands of technocracy documents. He's all about human freedom. And Aaron Day is also an AI developer like I am. So welcome to the show, Aaron. It's good to have you back on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in on such short notice. It turns out that what you're working on is really critical for people to understand. But you heard the segment that I just mentioned, where we're probably going to be forced into a technocracy type of situation, drone surveillance, you know, CBDCs, et cetera. Can you give us your overall impression of how likely you think that is?
So I think we are headed towards a technocracy, and the technocracy itself has been accelerating since the election, with or without issues in Democratic cities and the whole Democrat right versus left divide. And to explain that very simply, when you think about technocracy, which is a form of a political structure where you have scientists and engineers making decisions for people from the top down, this is not a system that recognizes rule of law or even property rights. It is a completely top down driven system. And this is an ideology that started in the 1930s, and only now has there been the technology to be able to implement that. The key components from a technical perspective to implementing technocracy are programmable digital trackable money. So for instance, CBDCs, you need a digital ID, and then you need kind of a social credit system with AI surveillance. Well, let's look at what's happened since the election. We like to talk about what's going on in the UK and how horrible it is that Starmer came out and said, we're going to force a digital ID. And people here have chuckled about that. But did you realize that Real ID, which we have here in the US, is already digital in 12 states, and they're planning to roll it out to another at least 10 by the end of this year? Yes. So there are already states in America where your digital ID is tied to your Google wallet, or tied to your Apple wallet. Well, this Real ID program stalled for 20 years. It was originally proposed in 2005 as some addition to a tsunami relief bill. And then it went through a whole bunch of fits and starts. And then finally, it wasn't until this year that they were able to implement that. So we like to talk about how bad digital ID is everywhere else. Over half of Americans today already have signed up for Real ID, and that's accelerating. On the digital currency front, which, as you know, this is my critical battleground area. And I've spent the last 3 years warning people about CBDCs. People think that we have won that battle because Trump came out and said he was against CBDCs. He signed an executive order against CBDCs. But what we did was something that's actually worse, with what's called the Genius Act, because what we did was we took stablecoins. Stablecoins are, to describe it very simply, it's a type of cryptocurrency where one digital token represents $1. And these are very popular. There are two of the big ones are Tether and USDC. And these two coins are used to generate about $27 trillion a year in transaction volume. Well, what the Congress did with the Genius Act was they took a private solution and put it under the control of Congress and the Federal Reserve. Well, the reality is, when you look at financial surveillance, all of the stuff that we already have to deal with, you know, when you go to set up a bank account and they ask you this whole series of questions and you have to provide biometric information to prove your identity, all of the financial surveillance in this country comes from Congress. So essentially, we've added CBDC level surveillance to something that's private and popular. So I like to call the Genius Act a backdoor CBDC. And then lastly,
let me interrupt you, Aaron, on that, sure. Because it's important for the audience to understand that the Genius Act was also passed in order to shore up new buyers of U.S. treasuries. And that's because the stable coins then that are going to be created, you're going to see stable coins from large banks and maybe Amazon and other players in the space. In order for those to be, now that they're regulated under the Genius Act, in order for them to be considered stable, which is the wrong name because the dollar is not stable, but they're going to have to purchase treasuries so that they say they're backed by the dollar. But the dollar is not a stable currency. The dollar is losing value every single day rapidly because of the currency printing slash, you know, inflation of prices of consumer goods and devaluation of the currency itself. But isn't that also just kind of a, I mean, I'm going to call it kind of a con to pump up treasuries when in fact the dollar is not stable at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And that was one of the big motivations for pushing this Genius Act. Now, remember, if we go back to the election, there were people that were thinking that Doge was going to come in and we were going to eliminate the deficit. I mean, this is really there. I remember all the enthusiasm about this. We're going to cut spending. We're going to solve all these issues. Well, let's look at what actually happened. What actually happened was we passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, which is adding at least a $1.5 trillion a year to our debt. Our debt is now $38 trillion. And so we're in a situation where our debt has been downgraded. China no longer wants to buy our debt. Japan is no longer able or is interested to buy our debt. And so what are we going to do? We're continuing to go into debt. Who's going to buy that debt? So they've determined that, hey, they could use the hype around stablecoins and they could force the issuers of stablecoins. So those companies I mentioned earlier, Tether and USDC, they weren't required to back their stablecoins with U.S. treasuries. They could use gold, they could use silver, they could use Bitcoin. There wasn't any, you know, clear regulatory guidance on that. Now they're forced to use treasuries. And our Treasury Secretary Bessent has said that he believes that in fairly short order, the U.S. will be able to sell $2 trillion worth of treasuries. So in other words, we'll be able to fund $2 trillion of additional debt to fund wars and tyranny and so forth all around the world just through this Genius Act.
But Aaron, and I agree with what you just said, $2 trillion isn't going to put much of a dent in the national debt, which is what, $37 trillion and climbing, or has it hit 40 yet? I mean, it's going to very, very soon, right? $40 trillion before long. And the last trillion was added in just 75 days. So who's going to buy and hold stable coins to the tune of multiple trillions of dollars when the value of the stable coin backed by the dollar is falling every single day? I don't see how the math works on this. You know, I mean, again, $2 trillion isn't going to solve this.
Well, $2 trillion, I don't think the intention was to solve anything. I think that just like our fiscal policy for the last several decades, the goal is to kick the can. So if you, yeah. $2 trillion can buy you maybe another year, and that's the crisis mode that we're in right now. Let's buy another year, then we've got a government shutdown, and we are literally operating from crisis to crisis. Now, as to who's going to buy these stablecoins, again, as I mentioned, they are very popular. There was more transaction volume using stablecoins last year than using Visa. So this is something that is globally popular. And as much as the dollar certainly has been declining, and certainly against gold and certainly against silver and certain cryptocurrencies, it is more stable than a lot of other fiat currencies. So stablecoins are often used internationally. They're used in countries that have an even worse fiat currency than the dollar, and they're used in situations where people have a difficult time even gaining access to dollars or banking services. So there is a market for it. But again, remember, what we get at the end of this is $2 trillion worth of additional debt, and we get the surveillance that everyone was worried about with CBDCs. You have that now a digital form of the dollar, which is programmable, trackable, and censorable. And you will read constantly in the news about how Tether and USDC are being frozen by law enforcement authorities around the world.
Okay, two questions on that, but thank you for that explanation. Number one, I understand that stablecoins are used in transactions, but I don't see a lot of hodling of stablecoins because of the reason I mentioned, because they're losing value. I see people that, let's say somebody wants to get out of Bitcoin and they want to buy Monero because they support privacy. or Xano or whatever privacy coin they want. So yeah, I can see them using, they're going to trade Bitcoin for stable coins, use stable coins to make the purchase of the other coin. So they hold those stable coins for a very short period of time. But yeah, that counts. If they move $100,000, counts as $100,000 purchase of stable coins. But it's $100,000 sale of those same stable coins like 60 seconds later. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that the transaction numbers speak to the ability of people to hold these things. People want to hold Bitcoin or Monero because they expect the price to increase in dollars. But stable coins, by definition, can never increase in price, in value, in the dollar because it's stable to the dollar. You see what I'm saying?
That's absolutely true. So in this particular case, people are not using stable coins as a store of value. People don't see, right. And this is the very same reason people don't hold on to cash, right? People, and you're actually seeing corporations that are moving to put, you know, whether it's Bitcoin or other assets on their balance sheet instead of holding cash because the value of cash is dropping. So you're absolutely right. People are using stable coins if you have to do international transactions or you have to engage in some sort of transaction because, like it or not, for now, still things are priced in dollars. It is the global reserve currency. I agree with your opening remarks. That's likely not to be the case for very much longer, but it still is today. But I wanted to mention one other feature about stable coins, which is pretty disastrous, which is you're not allowed to earn interest on stable coins. So in many ways, it's actually even worse than holding dollars. So there's a disincentive to hold stable coins. So, I mean, this is why, you know, we talk about solutions a lot. This is why I like something called Freedom Dollar, which is actually a stable coin that's built on the Xano blockchain that you mentioned. But essentially, it's a privacy stable coin. So it's a stable coin that governments can't track, they can't censor, and it's not backed by treasuries. It's what's called an algorithmic stablecoin. I won't go into a lot of details to describe that, but when you're using it, you're not actually funding the military industrial complex and everything else that you're doing when you're using a stablecoin backed by treasuries.
Right. That's critical. But let's pivot here because the whole issue of currency, this is only one aspect of the technocracy state that's coming down here. Like another one is medicine. And, you know, we have a very centralized medical system infrastructure that is really a sick care system right now. And, you know, this is an area where I'm working hard with my AI engine to try to, you know, decentralize health knowledge, nutrition knowledge, et cetera. But all the AI engines that I see out there, the mainstream AI engines, they're all pushing pharmaceuticals, vaccines, hospitals. It's just Western medicine now AI enabled. What are your thoughts on the consolidation of medical power through technologies like AI?
Well, I've said this and it makes a lot of people mad, but I've said you can either have MAHA or you can have medical freedom, but not both. And the reason for that, I've done a series of podcasts on this over the last few weeks. What is going on with what's called Operation Stargate, which was a project announced, one of the first projects announced by Trump in the White House early in the administration, which is a $500 billion AI project. It involves OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle, and then Palantir is involved. They weren't named in the launch, but they are actually involved heavily in using it. And essentially, it is a play to consolidate data across the healthcare sectors and across the defense sectors and everything else, and to build essentially a database of Americans, which will be used for targeting healthcare interventions. One of the things that Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, said at the press conference was, imagine a future where we're collecting all of this data on you, including your genetic information, and now we're able to deliver a targeted mRNA vaccine to you. This was the opening gambit on this project. Well, as I've dug into this, it turns out, and a lot of people are very aware of Palantir's involvement with, you know, the CIA and with national defense, as well as with police, but they are a huge player in the healthcare sector. They actually have a contract in the UK with the NHS where they are actually consolidating and building a database on everyone in the UK with respect to healthcare information. And now they are
Stand by, Aaron. Sorry to interrupt. We're about to take a break here. We will continue on the other side with solutions of how you can survive and thrive and navigate this technocracy. We're speaking with Aaron Day here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is Mike Adams here filling in for the fourth hour with my guest, Aaron Day, and we're talking about technocracy and freedom. And Aaron, I promised the audience that for the last half hour here of this hour, we're going to talk about solutions. So let me start with a premise here that a lot of people in America and Western cultures in particular, they're very much scared of AI. They're fearful that AI will replace them in their jobs.
And that's not an unjustified fear. But some people also believe that AI is evil, that it is satanic. And some of the things that you've been describing, some of the uses, or even what I've been talking about, seem to underscore that there's a lot of potential for evil with the use of AI in the hands of governments and globalists. So what I want to focus on here, with your help, Aaron, is we want to talk about how to overcome this fear and how to use AI yourself in order to boost your skills, your survival, your knowledge, in order to decentralize and get off the grid, the control grid, which is basically a death grid, so that you can use technology, which may include cryptocurrency, in order to be more successful in everything that you do and to be hard to kill, because there is a depopulation agenda. You on board with that, Aaron? Does that sound okay?
This is right up my alley.
Okay, cool. All right, let me just show a couple of things real quick here. I mentioned during the segment with Alex that we built our AI engine, which is a free non-commercial engine, and there's no ads on it or anything. We built it on 24 years of InfoWars broadcast. So if I just want to give out that URL, it's at brightu.ai. You can use it for free. That's the word bright followed by the letter u.ai. And let me just show you what that looks like here. You can ask it anything you want. If you can pull that up, that'd be awesome. You can ask it what foods prevent diabetes here, whatever, you know, any question you want. And then it'll give you the answer. And this is trained on nutrition and health and freedom and honest money. It's trained on my interviews with Alex and interviews with G. Edward Griffin and Ron Paul and all these other amazing people. So that's one tool that you can use. It's free of charge. And then you can download free the whole, the GGUF file. You can run it locally. So nobody can spy on you. Nobody can surveil you and nobody can censor you. It's this file right here and it's free. It's a 7 gig file. Okay. Then on top of that, you've just launched today, Aaron, another free site called technocracyatlas.com, which has an AI chatbot, right? And
yes.
Now registration. Okay. Walk us through what is Technocracy Atlas and how do people chat with it and what's the benefit to them in terms of supporting their freedom?
So, I mean, my premise with this is that the big battle that we have right now is not East versus West or red versus blue. It's technocracy versus freedom. And literally what is at stake is free will itself. Because if you're in a situation where, you know, the AIs are determining which decisions you can make within a social credit system with money that's programmable and censorable, then you lose the ability to essentially exercise free will. Most people don't know what technocracy is. So this website hosts all of the information. There are over 10,000 articles and books from some of the best people in the world on this topic, including Patrick Wood and Courtney Turner, who, by the way, just released a book called The Final Betrayal, How Technocracy Destroyed America, which is a must read on this topic. But the whole point is you can come in here and you can actually understand what is going on with technocracy, what's the history behind it, what's actively going on today. I'm keeping this up to date with current news stories. And so this is a way to empower people with knowledge and information. And in the future, we're going to have additional features where you're going to have the ability to, for instance, visualize relationships and visualize the flow of money. So often when we make statements like, well, it's the globalists, everybody says, well, who is they? Well, this site endeavors to actually answer that. And it isn't one specific group. It is an evolving network of people and organizations. And all of that will be laid bare in this site at technocracyatlas.org.
Okay, very cool. I understand that's a brand new site and I've only used it a little bit earlier this morning, but what I saw was very informative. So I'll keep checking it out and I know our audience will. And understand, look, these are not commercial plugs, folks. There's like what I'm talking about doesn't cost you anything. It actually costs us money to host this and to cover all the tokens that people are using. But this is so critical for humanity that I'm willing to write the check to cover the cost of hosting and everything to get this out to you. It's critical. Secondly,
same.
I'm going to mention, yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to say same. Exactly,
yeah,
the same.
Same.
This is free.
Exactly. I don't care what it costs. We got to get this out to people. Secondly, we're going to be launching a site in the next week, also going to be free, where you can generate your own how-to book on any topic you want, and it will send you the book. It'll generate it in about 10 minutes, full book, incredibly detailed with whatever chapters you want, whatever topics you want on any topic you want about survival, wellness, natural cures, how to overcome cancer, how to overcome diabetes, how to live off-grid, whatever. It'll generate it for you and send it to you completely free. So see, these are the kinds of tools where AI can help us to be more effective. Like any knowledge that you want to know, you'll be able to have access to within minutes, completely free of charge. And the base models that I'm using, you know the base model I'm using, Aaron, it is a compressed version of the entire human knowledge data set. In this case, I'm using a 24 billion parameter base model, and it's everything that you could possibly want to know about anything. Plus our data set, we've trained it on disassembly and reassembly instructions on over 3,000 different firearms also, in addition to many other tasks. So talk to us, Aaron, about why embracing AI to learn your skills, to enhance your resilience, is critical in this time.
Yeah, and this question comes up a lot. A lot of people, as you said, they're fearful of it. They either think it's some demonic thing or they think it's a bubble, which it absolutely is not. It is certainly here, and it will be. It already is replacing jobs, and that's only going to accelerate. But technology can either be used for freedom or it can be used for tyranny. This is the case even with digital currency, right? You could have a CBDC or these government regulated and monitored stable coins. That is a tyrannical form of it. Or you can have privacy coins like Zeno and Freedom Dollar, which actually empowers you and is better than the current fiat system. The same is true with AI. And you can use AI to essentially, I think the way you described it, I mean, it adds 20 IQ points. If you are active and present in the way that you are using the AI. And I want to say a couple of things. I've been using your AI since the minute you released it. And on my podcast, I actually started showing people the AI. And so people would come on and ask questions. And then I would find that, well, I'm sitting here behind the scenes using your AI. Why not start demonstrating the AI? I'll start showing screenshots of the AI. Somebody came in and said, you know, I don't like my job, but I'm doing it for the health insurance because I feel like I need the health insurance. And I said, well, hey, did you know you could form a medical trust to protect your assets, and you could start using medical tourism or use some alternative healthcare services outside of the traditional insurance system? And I typed into your AI and it showed how you would go about setting up a medical trust. So this started to become a normal part of the podcast. And then when you release the version that you can download, which I recommend that everyone does, it's only 7 gigabytes, but you literally will have at your entire fingertips all of this information that Mike has been collecting and putting together over the years, which you will not get anywhere else. And to that point, just today, I took my genetic information, which unfortunately, I made the mistake of using 23andMe a long time ago. I wish I knew better, but it is what it is. But I threw my mitochondrial genome into your AI, and it told me, based on my genetics, what my deficiencies are and how I can use specific supplements and specific approaches to improve my health at that targeted of a level. And wow. I didn't have to give this information to a third party. I didn't have to give this information to a hospital or to the government. And I'm looking at it right here. It's like, oh yeah, optimize CoQ10, NAC, do this. And actually made me aware of some things that I didn't realize I was dealing with, which, you know, makes a lot of sense. And my wife was
importantly,
kind of
like, you use the engine locally, right? So you downloaded it and you're using it locally to ask it your medical questions. That way your medical information is not going out to a cloud. It's not going to Google. It's not going to ChatGPT or anybody. That's what you're saying, right?
That's what I'm saying. And I will go into all the details, but now I've set up a thing, an automated system where I get news feeds. So I scour the internet. I scour whatever the most recent news stories are, academic papers based on this data. So I get a news report every day of any updates related to health based on my own genome. This is what I'm able to do now. This is how targeted it is.
Yes.
This is something that's never been possible in human history, but it is all done locally. It's all done decentralized, and it's all done outside of the system. This is such an incredible game changer. And it can be like this for everyone. And, you know, you have a lot of information here on, well, on a whole host of topics. I was actually shocked. I wasn't sure if you were going to have this kind of genetic information. And I'm like, wow, okay, this is powerful. But I've used this, you know, with my daughter to try to pinpoint food allergies. I mean, literally anything. And if you compare the models, compare Grok, compare everything else to this, and it is a completely different universe and a completely different set of information. By the way, information that might actually work as opposed to, you know, the other, which is subscribe to this new pharmaceutical for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I spent 2 years personally overseeing the data curation side of this project, and my company spent about $2 million on this so far. A lot of that in training and 50 different mistakes of how to not train AI models because, you know, this is a brand new frontier and we found out that there's a lot of ways that do not work. But we finally figured out the way that does work, and that's the model that we put out. And, you know, if you think about it, now that we have this model, it'd be a simple matter. I could release the InfoWars or like the Alex Jones AI chatbot, right? Very, very straightforward. Maybe I should suggest that to Alex and see if they want to customize InfoWars chatbot. I mean, from what we built, it'd be a very simple thing to put that together at this point and just have a, you know, custom system prompt and so on with a layer to give out that information and then spider all the InfoWars.com articles. And it'd be an amazing repository of knowledge to be able to search. I mean, that's essentially kind of what you've done with Technocracy Atlas, but focus on technocracy articles and books, correct?
That's exactly what I've done. But every individual can do that with whatever information set that they want to use. Now, this is a perfect example of where you have the freedom versus tyranny aspect of this. You'll hear a lot of people. I heard there are 7 new lawsuits or a class action lawsuit against Sam Altman and OpenAI for this Model 04. People were using it for therapeutic purposes and ended up committing suicide or whatever. And the one thing I want to say is, yes, it depends on what data the models were trained on. So if your model was trained on Reddit and a whole bunch of, you know, slop and other information on the general internet, if you're interacting with what big tech considered to be the data sources that they want to use, you probably shouldn't expect great information, just like you curate right. Your own library, right? You determine which books you want to read. The same is true with AI. You can choose what data the AI accesses. The AI just gives you an incredible ability to sort through and access a lot of information in a meaningful way. But if you take control and use your own attention and judgment to select which data the AI is accessing, then it levels you up completely to a, you know, 20 IQ points or whatever you want to call it.
100%. And so I want to encourage the audience, like if you're wondering how do I get started, if you're not already using AI, it's actually easier than you think. I suggest that you use AI to help you maybe brainstorm what skills you need. Like you can write a prompt that details what skills you have, what interests you have, and what you're trying to achieve in your life. You can use AI as a self-help coach just by prompting it, especially our engine, which is, of course, built on a pro-human foundation of knowledge. But you can write up a prompt. It's kind of like a resume. Like, here's all the skills I have. Here's all the interests I have. Here's what I want to do. Here's maybe an idea I want to pursue. And then ask the engine, help me build a plan to pursue this idea, and then point out the risks of the plan, the potential of the plan, or strategies that can help me achieve this plan more easily. Just like that, right, Aaron? You just put together a prompt like that, hit go, and then just sit back and watch, and then just keep working with it, right? That's a great way to start.
That's a great way to start. And I will say this, there's a lot of, you know, certainly fear and negativity out there right now in general, because the world is certainly a scary and chaotic place. But I'm recommending, and I know what I'm doing in my personal life, is we should go on offense. So instead of being, you know, fearful of these systems or passively waiting to see what other people are going to do on our behalf, let's take control of our own destiny. People ask me all the time, you know, what should I invest in? And, you know, usually I try to not answer the question because that's not my area. That's not what I focus on. But recently what I've realized is you should focus on investing in yourself, investing in the knowledge and the tools, and invest in figuring out what your true purpose is. Because you know what? There's a real chance that your job is going to be taken away by AI, maybe that you have currently, but that doesn't mean that you can't create actually a better existence. How many people out there have jobs they don't like for insurance that they actually don't even need, that won't even help them, because every minute in this country, an American files bankruptcy due to medical bills, only so that they can build an investment portfolio through BlackRock, where they're investing in the big tech companies that are building their digital prison. This is really right. Kind of the standard blueprint that we have today. Let's flip that around entirely and start thinking about focusing on attention, and your money is a form of attention, and figuring out how you can direct that to what you really want in life and start moving in that direction and make it happen.
In other words, you don't have to be a passive person waiting to get steamrolled by ChatGPT and the AI technocracy big tech cabal. You don't have to be passive. Just like what Aaron said, you can actively start making changes right now. And never before in human history have you had the ability to, number one, learn everything that you ever want to learn. Number two, for free. Number three, instantly. I mean, essentially, you can access all of human knowledge instantly through the tools that we already just mentioned and more that are coming. And, you know, what's extraordinary about this, Aaron, is like everybody now has... Well, in the past, you couldn't open that door. You couldn't get that education unless you were at the right university and you had the right amount of money to be able to go in and, you know, get the degree in physics or engineering or whatever, or economics or business. Today, everybody has all those doors surrounding. You can just choose to open that door, walk through it. Oh, here's a door to becoming like an MBA. You know, you want to master business or marketing or accounting or finance or entrepreneurship. Or anything. You can open that door. It costs you nothing. In fact, I would say that most of the education system infrastructure that we have in this country is now effectively obsolete, because you don't need to go to a university to learn something. In fact, a university will slow you down by about 50x compared to just using AI to learn what you need to learn, what you want to learn right now. You can learn 50x faster. You agree with that, Aaron?
Yeah, because universities now are basically indoctrinating you what to think. They're not actually empowering you to think. And so you're limited to whatever data they decide you should be exposed to. The only limitations when you're dealing with these, you know, decentralized AIs are your curiosity, your intent, and your willpower. Those are right. The only variables to take in that are important and to take into consideration. And, you know, not to steal your thunder that you've talked about this, but actually, you know, taking care of your own health and trying to get outside of the existing healthcare system and outside of big food is going to be a major step towards helping you with those things, with your ability to execute on your willpower and your intent. So that's an important piece of this as well. Oh, this is how we stop technocracy. We're not going to stop it by, frankly, voting or fighting within the system. We're going to stop it by empowering ourselves, by taking back our free will, and by taking control of our lives and going on offense instead of on defense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm really glad you brought back the health piece, because this is really critical for everybody, that if you aren't eating and drinking healthy, here, you know, here's my famous smoothie that I have every day here at the studio. This is avocados and turmeric and banana and whey protein and a bunch of superfoods and broccoli sprouts and stuff like that. If you're not taking care of your blood quality, the quality of the blood in your body, which is remade constantly every second of every day, you're making new blood. The blood powers your brain. Your brain works better when you have better blood, obviously, and your blood is better when you have better nutrition. That's why I support nutritional supplements. That's why think about what Alex is promoting on his show. These are things that can substantially improve your life. Why? Because especially some of the anti-inflammatory products, they help your brain work better. When your brain works better, your life gets better. When your brain works better, then you can use AI to learn at a much faster rate. You know, rapid human learning. It's almost like you're training your human neurology the way that we would fine-tune train a large language model. You can do that to yourself. You can be both your own coach, your own master, and your own student, and determine what you want to learn rapidly. But you better have good nutrition. Don't be living on, you know, junk foods and recreational drugs and processed garbage all day. Your brain will not work. If you want to know, like, how do I not get replaced by AI? be healthier with your brain. That's like answer number one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And I want to say just separately, there are no white knights in this. Trump's not going to save you. RFK Jr. is not going to save you. Certainly Thiel and Musk, who are actually probably the biggest technocrats on the planet, aren't going to save you. We have to save ourselves, and it's by controlling our own thoughts, actions, and emotions that we can do that. It's all up to us, and we can do it, and these tools empower that.
Yeah, exactly. So what we are suggesting people do is actually embrace this almost magical technology. It was unthinkable 10 years ago. Embrace this technology and use it to support your freedom, your skills, your knowledge, so that you can survive what's coming. Because honestly, you know, as I've said on the show, I think billions of current humans will not make it. This is just my opinion. I don't know if you agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. But I think there's a global depopulation agenda that's underway because they're preparing the planet for a post-human future. But how hard is it to be in the top 10% of the most informed, smartest people? Not that difficult, actually. It's not that difficult to be the top 10%. Even it's not that difficult to be the top 1%. I mean, most of the people I think watching this show are already in the top 1% of the most informed people in the world, right? Because 99% are oblivious to what's happening. That's the truth. That's the world we're living in. What are your comments on that, Aaron?
Well, that's true. Most people just don't show up. And there's a lot of passivity right now where people are just, they're either waiting for someone else to solve their problems or they're not taking action. So the important part right now is to take that knowledge and turn it into action. And when it comes to AI, the one piece of advice that I would have is start now. Just do something. Go to brightu.ai and just ask a question. You know, you don't have to go all in. Just ask one question. And don't be afraid. Just ask anything, but just start. It's always like this. Once you start, you'll be on your way. But so many people spend so much energy convincing themselves that they shouldn't even take that first step. Once you take the first step, it'll take care of itself because your natural curiosity will be able to flow through the technology.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you and I are both AI developers, and I have a background in writing code for decades, but I wasn't vibe coding until this year. I mean, the tools, frankly, they sucked until relatively recently, just the last few months. They got really good. So you and I both, Aaron, we've been building applications using vibe coding, which means we don't have to write any code anymore. So folks, I mean, everybody can go out there. You can go to replit.com. You can just build anything, build an app that, you know, like searches for stock market numbers or crypto numbers and builds a spreadsheet, you know? Just do it. Just to see that you can do it. You can be a coder. You can be an AI developer now. It's a whole new world.
Yep.
All right, Aaron, we're almost out of time. Let me mention, your website again is technocracyatlas.com if people want to check that out. And what's your other website, Aaron? The freedom site.
Daylightfreedom.org. And if you wouldn't mind, I just want to say, I know we're about out of time. One thing real quick. I want to thank you and Alex for supporting Roger Ver, who is now not facing a lifetime prison sentence. And I think your efforts to help get his message out were instrumental. And I want to say that we do have other prisoners of war like Ian Freeman at freeiannow.org and Roman Storm, who are still prisoners of Biden's crypto era lawfare. So we need to support.
All right, that's a wrap. Support freedom for those individuals. Thank you, Aaron, for the show today. Thank you for watching. Take care, everybody.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.